all the way back to the original Nintendo. So I'm sure you're just as hyped as I am for that, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay, hi everyone, this is Jeremy too. I just want to say hi, and I totally own.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
He does.
And also, before we
Who's this
I
guy?
Just want to say quickly that I just want to say a big thanks to Kilthraka at AGSN.ca, because he does like a lot for us, and he doesn't really get much credit for it. And not only did he put the TeamSpeak thing together today, but he also hosts our videos. I think at the moment he's got the only mirror that actually stayed alive longer than 2 minutes, you know, when we put episode 9 on it. So just a big thank you to Kilthraka, because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be listening to how uber I am.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, Kyle, I have a question, actually. Did you think that Pure Orange would be as big as this when you first started? Like, you and Jeremy, obviously. Because did you see the hits on Saturday? Jesus Christ. On the website, I mean.
Well, Kyle's in the bathroom, so I'll answer for him quickly. But, like, basically, I always knew that, like, I owned tons and that this would happen. But Kyle, you know, he wasn't quite sure of it. So I think that, you know, we're pretty, you know, at the start is you know, maybe a little surprising. But, you know, like, you just got to learn to trust me. I just own so much.
Hey, can I just add, Chase is a guy that got drunk on a few beers and passed out. And while
no.
he was drunk, he attempted to lick my hair.
No, shut up.
This is when we had the UK screening. Chase came up all the way from Scotland, a 12-hour bus drive, I think.
Yeah, at least he can catch a train.
Oh. Yeah, the train was too expensive, man. I took the bus. It was a 24-hour round journey. And then I licked someone's hair, apparently. I don't know.
You just passed out, man. You see what these screenings do?
Yep.
You see what you've done?
Yeah. You create drunks.
Yes, so, then, well, Rigney, can we voice some people?
Well, plenty of people have got voice, unless they're not aware of it. I'll get some more.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Casper.
Awesome. Hi, I'm from the UK, and Pure Energy is like the best thing ever.
Hey, speaking of the screenings, did you guys all see the pictures from the Dutch screening and all the crazy guys there wearing all the Pure Orange shirts? And yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Where's that?
I saw the pictures from the UK screening. I don't know how that. I mean, they should all be burnt, if you ask me.
Hey, Carl, in a few years, are you going to make a movie?
Well, yeah, we'll see. It might be Pure Owners, the movie, in a couple of years. Who knows?
So you're going to see that?
Or I might make Strong Man Angry Men.
Hey, man, we got a question from Original Sin here. He wants to know, have you seen Final Fantasy VII Advent Children yet? And if so, did you like it?
Hang on, we're going to pass the mic to Doug here for a second.
Hello?
Doug, I don't think he's got it yet.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Triple headshot.
Hello.
Awesome.
Yo, what's up?
Have you not seen episode 9 yet, or?
We all seen it.
Rules.
Doug, I've got your autograph on my computer desk.
Nice, sweet, bro.
Dude, Doug's my... your plastic gun.
Us poor screen. We don't get no screening.
Hey, Doug, mate. I have a question. How'd the whole BOOM headshot thing come about then?
Well, I don't know, man. It's just my thing. Kyle came over and he just said, give her, and that's kind of what came out.
Mentions, could you say I read your blog all the time?
What, me?
Yeah, could you say I read your blog all the time?
Oh, God. Okay, Chase, I read your blog all the time.
Hey, Doug, you play Call of Duty 2?
Play what? What was that?
Call of Duty 2. Do you play it? Because you had it at the beginning of the episode.
Call of Duty 2. Yeah, I was playing it for a while, but I'm kind of getting sick of all the hackers, and so I went back to Army Ops for a bit.
Sweet.
Doug, I have a question. I'm from the UK. When we see you playing in the episodes, we see you getting all the headshots and everything and owning, like, absolutely God knows what. Is that really how you play? Or is that kind of stage for the episodes?
Yeah, to be honest, we had to tone it down. Like, I was getting too many headshots. So if you noticed in the COD footage, we had me shooting, like, you know, below the head.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Doug, do you do paintballing or stuff or laser?
Yeah, actually, I love that shit. We got a wicked paintball arena in Calgary. We got a couple good ones out there.
Hey, Doug, I got a question.
Yo, what's up?
Do you have, like, any input on writing the episodes?
Well, I don't know. Like, my character's my character, so I guess what I say is my input.
Hey, Doug, have you ever played Deus Ex?
No, man. Deus Ex?
Deus Ex by Ion Storm. It's like a first-person shooter / RPG.
Yeah, been there, owned it.
Well, Doug, mate, you've tried out that new one, a new FPS coming out, that Warrock, you know, from Korea, beta. You seen it?
No, man, haven't. What's it called?
Warrock. It's an FPS. It owns. It's good.
Wow, I thought the Koreans were all about RTS, man.
They're all about MMO, man. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, like Gold Sports, for the win.
There's like five channels in Korea with, like, dedicated to StarCraft.
Yeah, no, it's insane. But let's get back to Doug. Like,
Wyman,
when
you talk in TeamSpeak, it doesn't make your post count go up. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's traumatic, really. Just like I'm totally wasting my time.
I
wanted to like say some stuff about the pure Dutch screening. I mean, it was awesome, and I just got to tell some stuff about it.
Wyman, thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that okay?
Go ahead.
All right. So, it kind of like started. I got on a train and met Luke's, like somewhere in Utrecht. And after a long train ride, we kind of met up with Scree, and I was like, oh my fucking god, it's Scree, you know? It's like, well, he's not a really tall guy like you'd think he is. Like, well, kind of short, but hey, cool guy anyway. So, we had some pizza at his house. We got the logo from the train. Then we, like, had our to the place where the screening was headed. And, well, we had this really cool, well, kind of lame thing, actually. Because, Kyle, you got like, $15 from three guys who paid via PayPal. And, well, they got off a train, which was, like, almost next to where we were screening, and they couldn't find the fucking place. I mean, we were just laughing our asses off when we started. So, yeah, it's cool, of course. And if you look, take a look at the pictures, right, of the current screening Holland fret. Well, you can basically see it was just really fun with all guys' shirts and stuff, noobs, the local with his Uber Micro shirt, and we just had this really awesome time. There were like two, we had some games with us. We played, I don't know what those are called in English, but well, you can see them when you want the pictures, and we totally, well, we owned those things up. And, well, yeah, we had like, it was kind of small, because we're like 40 people, and it just all just fit perfectly. And Kyle, I really have to congratulate you on the quality of all those videos. I mean, I sat there and was just freaking amazed of seeing Doug go boom headshot in high resolution. It was just the awesomeness, you know. And well, then came episode 8, 9. Well, nothing to say about it, man. I totally loved it. We all did. We totally loved on the. Well, you remind me of Gay Line. Well, Jeremy, that owns. You owned it, guy. And yeah. When we were done, we like cleaned up. We had an after party. The after party was awesome, especially with the local, because he totally got drunk. The next morning, he had like a hangover until, well, I don't know, when I last saw him, he was still like had a hangover, which is like totally funny. Let's just put it that way. So yeah, I can pretty much conclude we owned the English screening, even though they had more people. But hey, we can smoke pot legally here, so yeah. Take that,
Zimmy. No!
We got Zimmy. And you can't have him.
Yeah, they kept, like, touching my hair. That was really weird.
That was Chase.
The up hair or the down hair?
I have a question for Jeremy and kind of Kyle.
Go right ahead.
With the word own, as in P-W-N, originally, like, previously it was known as, like, it was pronounced porn, and, you guys kind of reinvented the word, and it's now pretty much globally recognized as own. When that happened, did you guys decide, hey, we're going to pronounce it own, or was that just how you thought it was said?
Yeah, this is like a question that's brought up a lot, so I'm glad I get a chance to address it. But like pretty much, you know, when we first started making the show, like I knew that there was sort of, and there was always a divide. It wasn't always pronounced Pion or Pone or whatever by a bunch of people. There was kind of a divide in the gaming community in terms of people that had been pronouncing it in real life. But before we kind of made the show, you wouldn't really hear it spoken a lot. So, you know, the problem was that, the fundamental problem is that anyone that says Pone sounds like a complete fag. And when you say own, you sound like you're super cool. So, you know, I think that was the main reason alone that we went with own is because I'm not really cool with looking like a complete fag to millions of people, right? But even beyond that, you know, pone, as it's spelled, it's a typo, right? It's an intentional typo. You know, it's supposed to be the word own, but, you know, you hit P because it's near the O. It's the same as many other typos that are intentional with gamers and stuff. I do them all the time because I don't have time to spell words out in their proper spelling. I'm too busy owning. I want to get those words as soon as possible. Sometimes I make spelling mistakes. It's cool. But when you make a spelling mistake on a word, you don't start pronouncing the word differently. I don't pronounce leet 1337 because I spell it with a 1, a 3, and a 3, and a 7. And that applies to pretty much any word that I intentionally misspell or don't intentionally because I'm just too lazy to spell it properly. It's the same thing. You know, if there's really a debate, then all you got to do is go out to a club and say pwn to some girls and go home with nothing, or say own and go home with some puss.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Yeah, so I'm just saying the conclusion is ultimately that we think at the show and when we talked about it when we first made it is that pwn just sounds kind of silly, and we didn't really think that pwn is something that people are going to think sounds really cool, and I didn't really want to look like a big knob. And so because it is a typo, it's not a new word, it's a typo. That's what I went with own. So there's the final answer. You guys can transcribe that and record and listen to it on your iPods.
Yeah. Jeremy, we got a question from McCoy86 here. He wants to know, what are your thoughts on Age of Empires 3?
Well, I have played it some, and, you know, I've played a fair bit. I guess I've played it more than I play a lot of other games. But I don't know. It's tough to say. I was really into it right at the start, and then I just kind of faded away quick. There's something about it. There's some elements that are kind of missing. I don't really like the fact that I spend so much time microing my economy and microing, you know, that sort of aspect of the game. There really isn't so much intense microing of your battle. There really isn't so much that can happen so quickly to change the tide of the game. I mean, you can sort of predict a winner or a loser, like, far in advance because, you know, the changes happen so slowly. Do you know what I'm saying? I think people that have maybe played the Command & Conquer style of RTS understands what I mean by, you know, the game plays very slow. And, I mean, when you're playing a game, when you're 5 minutes in and you're claiming a guy rushed you, you know, something's wrong with the game design because the game, you know, should be combative and aggressive, like, right off the start, right? And so, I mean, I guess fun, like, there's a lot of it that I really enjoy, and sure, the graphics are pretty and all that, but when it really comes down to the gameplay, it just seems like it's, I guess it was a bit too slow for me because I kind of stopped playing it, and I guess, you know, that maybe I wanted a little more focus on cool combat and a little less focus on worrying about meat and wood and you know, a bunch of crap that doesn't really inspire me.
Hey, can I ask a quick question? When are my stickers coming?
I rubbed my balls in your stickers this morning.
Hey, Jeremy, what's your thoughts on the Xbox 360?
Ew.
Well, I don't have one yet. I haven't got one. I did write an email to Microsoft. I'm like, hey, you should totally send me some of those. And they didn't reply, so I guess they weren't interested in that. But no, I haven't bought one yet, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because I got really scared all this power supply stuff came out. So I'm kind of holding off maybe after Christmas when prices go down and stuff. I think I'll probably get it at the first price drop maybe around that time unless someone can hook me up with a free one because I don't really have much money at the moment.
Can you answer my question on
my one? Jeremy, FLHAP wants to know if you've played Darwinia.
Ah, Darwinia. You know what? I'm super hyped to play Darwinia, and it comes out on Steam. Hold on, what day is it today?
What the fuck is it? Because I've been wondering, like, all week, been talking to Chase, I'm like, what the fuck is it? He's like, I don't know.
Darwinia is, it's sort of like an RTS, like a bit. It has definitely those elements. And it's by a pretty small studio, and they didn't really have the money, you know, to compete with studios like EA and stuff, but they were smart people, and they're very creative. So it's kind of weird. I kind of associate in the way Darwinia is sort of in, you know, the small way, the pure ownage of games because, you know, they're a bunch of guys with no money but a lot of creativity that want to do something really cool that people love. And so they kind of made this game, and the graphics, as you might notice, are... they're really creative and cool, but, you know, it's obviously from a guy that didn't have a lot of money for a lot of artists and whatnot. And, you know, the gameplay is really cool and unique, and it comes out on Steam tomorrow, and you can buy it for like $20 and have it auto-downloaded. So you can bet that, you know, I'll be all over that. And I think a lot of people should probably check it out and support, you know, sort of, you know, the more indie developers and the people that make games that, you know, the intention is fun and not just, you know, pretty graphics or selling a box.
Well, I think...
Hey.
I think Darwinia is kind of like black and white. I'm not sure, but I think you can like, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's not like a true RTS in the sense that like CNC and StarCraft is an RTS, no.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Kestrel, and I'm representing all the guys up in Fredericksburg, Virginia, for all the fans out here. A question for Jeremy. Are you looking forward to the new RTS game coming out in February, Empire at War?
Yeah, pretty much. I bust open a mag and go to sleep well every night after looking at that. I'm super hyped. And to be honest, I think it's been a long time since I've been as hyped as a game. It hasn't been since I heard about Generals coming out that I was as hyped about a game. I'm a big fan of a lot of the guys that work at Petroglyph now. Which is basically like kind of like a reformed Westwood. And, you know, they got a lot of really smart guys, and a lot of these guys, they're responsible for, you know, creating RTS, and then they're responsible, at least, you know, for me, for putting, like, a lot of fun in my life. And so, you know, the kind of guys that I'd be happy to meet in real life, on top of, I'm extremely excited to play the next game. So without a doubt, you know, regardless, I will be playing that game a lot when it first comes out, and I'll give it the fairest chance possible because, you know, I really, really, really want it to just own so much.
One more thing for Doug. Someone owes me something. But that's about it.
Jeremy, Kosh wants to know, what do you think of all the noobs on the forums knocking the micro battles in episode 9?
Well, I think, you know, it's a certain amount of jealousy, I guess. Like, they thought they're good, but when you can't make your own blue balls, I guess maybe you get jealous a bit because I got such awesome blue balls.
I have a question for Jeremy and Kyle. I'd like to say that I'm a wizard, a Rooney wizard.
Shush, let Smithin speak.
I have a question. Please don't interrupt me, it's rude. Yes. Anyway, as I was saying, I'd like to know your views on dead hippos. Dead hippos, that is, not the living hippos, the dead ones specifically.
Okay, so Dame Edna here wants to know about dead hippos, which I guess is maybe short for those animals that are hippopotamuses, and I guess my feelings are pretty much the same as live ones.
Dead hippos.
Oh, specifically the dead. Okay, cool. Well, basically nothing. Yeah.
I thought it was the dead hippos.
I thought it was the British Queen speaking for a second.
There are the possums in the room who want to talk in the English fog accent, too.
Starbucks.
$10 is $10,
I didn't
right?
Say jack shit about Starbucks. I asked about dead hippos.
Right.
Back to that wizard.
Okay then.
Go back on
the mental institution, whatever you want to call him.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
My question is for Jeremy and for basically all of you. I'd like to know, there's a lot of time that goes in between each episodes, and the amount of work you in.
Totally.
Did he lag out?
I have no idea. Can I just use this opportunity to say that Killthracker's server, agsn.ca, has successfully downloaded like 221,455 episodes, and probably even more by now. Someone's just messaged me, Lucid. He's from Germany, and his server downloaded 1,500. And he's wondering, this is a question he's posing to, I think, Kyle. He's wondering how many episodes in total, including the ones that I've just mentioned, have been downloaded so far. Do you guys have any idea at all?
Well, that's kind of hard to estimate because there's so many mirrors that pop up so quickly that we can't track or we can't control. You know, I don't even know how many mirrors there are. Everyone's putting it on their own servers and distributing it then. But I do know that when we only had the torrent up, I think it was for 5 hours, the first 4 or 5 hours the episode was released, we had 22,000 downloads just in the first 4 or 5 hours, just with the torrent. So that's, and I guess if I were to have to come up with some number, some estimate of downloads so far, maybe 400,000, half a million from all the sources combined.
Hi, sorry about that. I had sticky shift keys. Can I finish my question?
I bet you did.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, you've done a lot of work between the episodes. You know, a lot of time goes by, and I'd like to know, basically, what would you like from your fans? I mean, do you want us to do, like, contribute work? Do you want us to send you money? What would you like? mean, should we be looking for, you know, what Kyle looks like, for example? Or should we just be playing, you know, practicing our micro, try to get, you know, half as good as you guys are?
Well, I could use a back massage when I'm working on the episodes.
I could get that arranged.
I bet Cole will give you a back massage.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of great discussion on the forums. You know, in between episodes, our webpage still gets a lot of hits. A lot of people are hanging out, and we post on the forums. We chat with the fans, and hopefully we're going to try to get something in the future that is more of a regular update for the site, like maybe a weekly blog post or something like that, or maybe a weekly video. I don't know, but we've just got so much stuff on the go, and Jeremy's owning Noobs all the time that there's not much time for that kind of stuff. But maybe in the future, maybe make more mini videos, like the Dave Delivers thing was kind of a short video that was an impromptu thing, and that seemed to be something that the fans enjoyed.
Thank you.
That's a good question. Jeremy or Kyle, what did you think of the pictures we took at the Dutch screening? And would you guys maybe reply to our topics? It would be a great honor.
Yeah, I saw all the pictures. And they're very, very cool. Scree's obviously a hilarious man. But I just have one question for you, actually. How do you guys do that owning move chain thing and still remain heterosexual?
It's just one of those Dutch things, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. To me, like,
we don't have gay people in Holland.
Dido Kavis. He's going to kill me.
Oh dear.
Oh
you god. You guys should have seen him. It was too funny. He was so damn drunk. We all laughed our ass off.
Yeah, he was telling me all about it. Just don't tell him I called him gay.
We're all recording, Zim. Zim, we're all recording. That's about 300 people that have got it on recording. Anyway, Kyle, what part of production do you think you spend the most time on? Whether it be like editing, filming, writing.
I think editing is the big one. You know, that takes the most time. You know, capturing the footage and putting it all in order, and then putting music in there is also time consuming. But yeah, you know, for episode 9, there was a lot of filming work. You know, we had to fly to China and shoot that scene. So you know, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, like the editing in episode 9 was like a lot better than the other ones. It was quite impressive.
I got a question for everybody. How many episodes are you actually going to do, if you know?
Yeah, we don't really know. We're kind of thinking that, I don't know, we might go on for 3 seasons or whatever, I don't know. And then after that, who knows? It could be a movie, could be maybe we're going to make a video game. I don't know. There's lots of stuff that we want to do, but we're not going to be making the show forever, you know. I'm sure you guys...
Yeah.
I know all of you wanted to go for the next 25 years, and Jeremy's going to be an old man owning on the Xbox 10 billion. But, yeah, I don't know about that.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
All right. I've got this 5,000... Oh, sorry, we're up to go.
Yeah, my question for Jeremy. Yeah,
all right,
I wanted,
go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you got Winter Salt, you know, the expansion for Dawn of War, and what did you think about it? Because I think it was pretty good, pretty awesome to have, like, a fifth race and the way they rearranged the tech tree, you know?
Yeah, hey, to be honest, like I haven't played Winter Assault, and I don't want to disappoint the Dawn of War fans. I did play a lot of Dawn of War, and you know, I felt that Relic had trouble balancing even four races, so it kind of scared me when they threw in a fifth. And you know, I think that fundamentally there was some issues with the game I had a little bit of problems with. And when it came down to it, when the time was coming out with a bunch of other games were coming out at the same time, I was really excited to try out. There was a whole slew of games like around that time period a few months ago they were coming out, and so I kind of avoided it. And now I'm kind of, I was thinking, even like 2 days ago, I was like, oh, you know, I'm so close to buying it, but like, I don't know, I don't have much cash, and there's more good games coming out, and I don't know, I haven't played it yet, but I am a Dawn of War fan.
Oh, that's cool. Because, you know, the new Imperial Guards are like, if you're getting rushed, you're going to get killed, but whatever.
Yeah, I heard they're more of a camping side or whatever. Is Eldar, like, is it still just all about fleet of foot micro, or, like, has that really changed? Is Select still playing Eldar?
I don't know, but right now it's all about Fire Prism spam, you know, just make, like, 10 Fire Prism and then spam the enemy and you win, you're sure to win. It's, you know, I don't play really much Eldars.
Yeah, I used to play Eldar when I did play, mostly because I felt that they took the most skill to sort of master, and if you did master them, they were totally undefeatable. But, you know, there was a few, like, even with just Guardians, like, often with Guardians alone, which is the most basic unit, I would own, like, almost everybody, unless they were at the top of the game, and then, you know, I bust out maybe some Warp Spiders or some Dark Reapers or whatever, but mostly the games that I played didn't even really last long enough to get to vehicles because I'd own so quickly.
Yeah, that's a bit of a downside to the game. You don't really have time to go to vehicles because the sometimes the game goes too fast. I think that kind of sucks.
Yeah, Empire at War, man.
Woo.
All right, got a question here from like 50 people now, so I'm just gonna ask it. Has Dave really left the show?
Yeah, this is kind of a sore topic around, I guess if we could call it an office, but really it's just a tiny little room. But, Dave is gone, and I know it's kind of sad, and it's funny. We really expect people to really understand that. That's why I put the message at the end that, you know, it's not really part of the show, but, you know, you might have guessed this, but, like, you know, Dave, he's not much of an actor, and Dave, you know, he graduated from university and he took a job, and it's not in the same city. And you know, Pure Ninja is really cool as a side project for Dave and stuff, but you know, like you know, his real life has to take priority sometimes, and so he's moving. And so, you know, we just thought we'd send him off with a really cool episode, and yeah, I know it's really sad. We're all still bummed about it here, but you know, yeah, that's the end of Dave.
Yeah, I've got quite an important question for you, Jeremy. Do you believe in God?
Well, that's a... Well, I could imagine that if I did have, like, a PR agent, he'd probably be sweating balls, like, right about now. But, you know, like, I'd prefer, you know, like, I don't know. That's kind of an odd question to ask somebody, I think. But, you know, just because I'm an honest guy and I'm not BS and I don't have a PR agent, I'll be honest, and that's it, you know, I'm agnostic, you know, I make no decision on that area because, you know, there's just, there's no conclusive evidence to either side. So I just leave it there. I don't really think about that kind of stuff. I usually think just about gaming and stuff like that.
Okay, thanks.
I have a plot-related question here. Yeah, I was kind of curious why the Masterer was a ninja.
Okay, I think I might have missed the question because I didn't pay attention for a second. Now it seems like everyone's waiting for me to say something. So if you could repeat that. Kyle just called out from the back room that I've always considered Miyamoto to be a god. So I guess maybe I should change my answer because, I mean, if you can have a living god, then the man's in Japan right now and his name's Shigeru Miyamoto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I understand you.
I got a question.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we come. This better not be some Bukkake shit.
Oh, what made... Do you really rub your balls on every shirt that goes out?
Well, I would say I've missed a few, I guess, because I'm not always there, but... yeah.
Okay, Jeremy, can you please say this to save my fucking TeamSpeak from being spammed? Say, hippos from Scotland own. Please.
Hippos from Scotland own.
Thank you.
I have a question for Kyle.
And the only reason I answer that is because Scotland owns, and that's the only reason I say that, because, you know, Scotland's all about the ownage, and Chase over there, he's got to have about the coolest accent out of all you crazy guys, all your crazy accents.
I was just wondering how many episodes are going to be in the series, and I was kind of distraught when Dave, so can you teach me how to do those micro bolts or to make up for my heartbreak?
So you're kind of breaking up there. The question was, you want to know how to micro Dave's balls?
No.
Hilarious.
I want to know how many episodes are going to be in this series, and that I want to know how to do micro bolts to make up for my heartbreak of leaving.
How many episodes there are going to be in a season? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe 10 or 12. I don't know. We've got a lot of great stuff that we're gonna put on the DVD. So really, we could put one out after episode 10. We're not sure though. We're not sure what's gonna happen here. So, but also the soundtrack is you know, we've got enough material for the soundtrack too. So sort of at some point we're gonna release a DVD and call it the end of the season. Release a soundtrack. And then start on season two, which might be an exciting endeavor. But as for microing Dave's balls, well, if you asked him really nice.
Kyle, go to... Okay, Craig. Or not. Kyle, got a plot question for you here. Where is it? Ah, yeah, why do micro-power attacks have to be hidden from the public? And that's from Ben Hellion 2.
Hey. Well, I think a lot of people would panic if they saw micro-balls flying down the street. Maybe that's why the master wants to do that. But, yeah, who knows? I don't know. You have to ask the master that.
You got mic problems.
Have a
okay.
Question.
Anybody else want to go ahead?
Anybody else?
Yeah. I've got a question for Jeremy. If it's there.
Not the Scottish geezer.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. Just wondering, what game do you mainly play now?
Oh my God. Can you just, like, maybe talk just for, like, a minute? Just say whatever?
Okay, hi.
Say, do you work?
Say, do you work?
yeah, just kind of... Okay.
I read your blog over time.
Okay, I'm just saying that because, you know, I thought Chase was the accent king a couple of seconds ago, but then Camp kills himself here.
Yeah, I'm Scottish as well, so.
Ah, good Scots. Alright.
Alright.
Hey, good Scots. The other works that I mentioned.
Well, hey, as to the actual question of what game I'm playing right now, Most of my time is divided between two key games, although I play a third one with Doug a lot. Me and Doug have been playing lots of Army Ops when he comes over and hangs out. And just for me, I've been playing AoE 3, and I've been playing lots of Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Yeah, is Ragdoll Kung Fu quite good? I've not actually tried it yet. I've heard it's, some people say it's good, some people say it's not very good. Yeah. What do you think about it?
Well, I think for $15, it's a smoking deal. And again, you know, I'm always about supporting sort of the independent studios, the smaller ones. And these guys, they just did such a funny, great job with the game, with what they had. And really, you know, there's a lot of micro there. There really is. It's hard for me to play even longer than an hour because even my hand gets sore, and I'm pretty well trained. But it's a quick game, and it's very fun. I met a lot of cool people playing it, and it's just so different than anything I played on my computer. You know, that's the kind of game I'd expect to play on a console, but, you know, playing on a computer, it's really cool, and it's really unique, and I've just had so much fun with it, and we all have, and, I just think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. I might actually try it out one day. Yeah, thanks.
I've got chi something to
power,
ask.
Got chi power. Chi power. Chi power. We got chi power. Chi power. Chi power.
It's just directed to Kyle and everybody else. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out to the premiere and stuff. I like what you guys did when you came outside and you signed everybody's autographs. And I'd just like to thank you guys for, like, talking to your fans and, like, signing my shirt and everything. So, yeah, thanks.
Cool. Well, I'm sure I speak for everyone here when I say thank you. That was probably the coolest night of my whole life. And I probably stood in the cold for an hour without a jacket signing autographs, but worth it. I thought it was just the coolest thing ever because I knew that we had lots of fans, but usually I meet them one at a time, about a week apart, and to just have them all there at the same time, just that sort of energy, it really was, sort of probably one of the coolest moments in my whole life.
And just got one more thing to ask. Are you guys going to host another premiere in Toronto?
Well, I think we're going to always have a screening in Toronto, likely at the Bloor Cinema. Next time the cast might go to a different city. Yes, can you get rid of that guest guy?
Yeah. Okay, he's to come.
Hey guys, how's it going? I know you guys are literally in Counter-Strike Source, you play all these games. Do you actually ever play clan matches or, you know, ever go on to random servers and dominate? Question to Jeremy and Doug.
Yep, we do, actually. We play a lot of clan. I play competitively most when I play because it's not really much fun. Like, when you're at the point I'm at, I've been playing games so long and, you know, I just have a pretty good natural feel for most games, so almost right away, you know, it's not really fun playing against noobs. Noob bashing can be fun maybe when you're not in the mood for taking it seriously, but if you really want a close match or you want, you know, good challenge, you got to go the clan route. It's the only way to go when you get to a certain level of play, and we do, but, you know, what's really funny to know is that no one in me and Doug's clans know who we are. You know, we kind of mask our voices and we kind of pretend to be different on Ven. It's kind of annoying sometimes because I just want to be myself, but I can't because I'm so worried about someone's going to recognize me and stuff like that. But yeah, we play with clans and you could be in mine, I don't know, but nobody in my clan knows, I know that much, and the day they find out, it's going to be pretty sad because they'll probably have to leave because I just, you know, I don't really want to be treated different in the gaming world. It's cool and all that I have the show, and it's cool that in real life people treat me different, but it would really suck, you know, if online all of a sudden people started treating me differently, not because of how good I am, but because, like, I'm in some show. It's, you know, that would kind of suck.
Our clan, Saturday Night Beavers, we're all big fans of your show. We got 24 players here, but would you guys want to just come on and play just, you know, for the fun of it, you know? Counter-Strike Source.
Doug was saying that it wouldn't be much fun for you guys.
Hey, come on. You got to have fun, you know. I mean, if we get owned, or there's that, you know, there's always that tiny possibility we might own you, you know. It's got to be a try.
You're just hoping that you can say you headshotted FPS Doug, eh?
That'd be class.
Carl, I've got a question for you here.
Go ahead, Kesmer.
who asked this actually, Nirvana, spelt all fucked up like, wants to know, do you plan on traveling to other countries if you ever get the chance?
Yes, in fact, we are thinking about going. I was just talking before about how we were going to go somewhere else to do screenings and maybe jump around the globe, hopefully, eventually. You know, we might be somewhere in the U.S. for episode 10, and who knows, for future episodes, we might even go down to London or Australia eventually, even though it's a long and expensive plane flight, but eventually we've got to get down to Australia sometime. I've never been, and I want to go down there, so that'd be real cool.
Well, I'm tell you all, trekking gosh, all the way to the next Edinburgh, screening to see you guys, you, come my you know. I'm trekking to the screening, the next screening in Toronto, if you have one, to see you guys. So make a fucking effort, bastard. Nah, seriously.
Owned.
Hi, my name's Andy, and I'm from Bonnie, Scotland. What the people want to know down here is, Doug and Dave, who would win in a fight? Because, I mean, Dave has that look and the voice, but, I mean, Doug just has, like, ADD.
You're talking about a barroom brawl type fight? What is this? Not in the game?
Fight. No, I'm talking about, you know, Street Fighter.
Well, Dave's pretty built, hey? Did you see his body in episode 9? He's like super like muscle head, right?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, Doug is like a Vin Diesel lookalike.
All right, while we're on the topic of Dave owning all something, Dead Toffee's been asking me for about half an hour. He's got a question for Jeremy, and he says, I noticed that Dave has more of Uber Micro. You were owned. How do you feel?
That's cute, but, you know, I wouldn't extrapolate too much from that. You know, there's lots of stuff there that you haven't seen yet. Maybe when you watch the episode some more, you'll see. And the rest, you know, will unfold, you know.
Hi, I've got a question for Jeremy.
Go right ahead.
You've got loads of room in Micro. I guess that makes you good with the girls. You pull them up. Yes.
You
good with the girls or not?
Sorry, we can't hear your question clearly. Can you say that a little bit slower, please? I
hurry
can't
up,
hear.
Yeah, sorry. You have loads of Uber Micro. Are you good with the girls?
Are the Uber Micro skills good with the ladies?
Impressed.
That's what you want to know. Okay,
yeah.
Well, here's Jeremy to answer that.
I don't know. Well, I mean, me and Kyle have gone out, and I guess that we've learned that just on words alone and demonstration
skills. Words alone and
skills,
demonstration skills.
Hold on the phone one sec. Okay, well, basically, if you go up to a girl and you tell you got Uber Micro, unless she's pro and not a complete noob, for some reason they don't appreciate that. That's the kind of thing that they don't actually appreciate until... you know, you get to know them a little bit better. But that's the kind of thing maybe you can ask Anastasia about, and she's not around right now and might not be for a while, but, you know, one day maybe you can ask her.
Okay, also, when you were in school, were you a bit of a hyper child? Did you ever own your teachers?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was to some of the other kids. Like, often they thought I was pretty funny, so I kind of had that role. And you know, I always did real good in school, like on my tests and stuff, which I think had something to do with gaming, because honestly, just, you know, just sort of training problem solving. But I always did really, really good in terms of maths and sciences and stuff. And so the teachers couldn't help but like me, because, you know, when you get really high marks, the teachers kind of like you because they think you got promise or something. But at the same time, I was, you know, I've always been kind of a smartass. So it was kind of a love-hate thing with my teachers. They wanted to like me because I owned their tests, but at the same time, they really hated sort of my attitude towards them in class and how I used to make everyone laugh instead of help them, you know, teach.
So any advice for anyone at school just carry on playing games?
Well, my advice would be to, you know, like, you know, gaming is awesome and don't ever give up gaming, but just make sure you just finish the minimum amount of required school, because that's the kind of thing that later on, like, I think that you'll think kind of sucks if you forget about that, but just finish school enough so you can game forever, and then you're good to go.
Okay, cheers.
Hey, Jeremy, guys, this is Shilla coming in from the UK.
Sorry.
No, man, you go on first.
Go on, Cash.
About all Dave, right, why isn't he in there?
You want to know why Dave isn't around?
Yeah.
Have you not seen the episode?
He's probably getting some. He's probably filling up his water bucket in some waterfall, man. I don't know if he's got internet access.
Okay.
Question from Chillers to the whole crew. Is it overwhelming coming into fame so quickly, and do you get asked for autographs when you're walking down the street, etc., etc.?
Sometimes members of the crew get approached on the street, but they don't often get asked to sign autographs. Mostly it's just people saying, hey, I love the show, it's really cool, hey, it's really cool. But sometimes people even start coming up and start losing their minds because they just saw FPS Doug or something, and they start jumping around yelling boom headshot in front of him as if that's like a greeting in some alien culture. I don't understand. But, you know, this one guy was running across the street, saw Doug, and almost got hit by a car, and was yelling boom headshot right in front of Doug, and it was kind of scaring Doug, I think.
That's pretty funny.
Yo,
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, I've got
pertaining
a question for
to that.
Kyle and
go ahead, Ion.
Thank you. I've got a question, like, in general. Like, Puranish has been a really huge ass success in general. I mean, everything. I was just wondering, are you doing any, like, if not necessarily Puranish, I don't know, if do you reckon you'll be releasing any projects? Or are you in production of any side projects still?
Well, pretty much, Puranish is taking all of our spare time. You know, we just try to get episodes out so quickly, or, you know, as fast as we can. And really, I think, you know, that's where our time is best spent right now. So yeah, we're not really working on, you know, I'm not really working on any other film stuff, and you know. Jeremy's owning Noobs and making the show with all the time he's got. So, yeah, there's nothing else on the go right now. But maybe, you know, in a couple of years we'll start some other stuff and see where we want to go.
Fair enough. Cool. Cheers.
I got a question.
Player left.
Yeah, hi. I've got a question for Kyle and Jeremy. It's about the production of the show in general.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last few episodes you've been doing, the game Machinima movies you've had at the beginning of the episodes, like the episode just gone past, the one with Brothers in Arms, where did you get the idea, and would you actually come up with stories for them?
Well, the opening of this sequence was based on a dream that Doug had, so I guess, yeah, he dreamt it, but yeah, you know, it's... Whenever we're playing a cool game now, we kind of, you know, think of how cool the game is, but also think about, hey, would this be good for Machinima? You know, could we, you know, do something cool for a Pioneer's episode? And yeah, a lot of the games, you know, you can do a lot of neat stuff, and sometimes it's hard. You know, it's sometimes it's hard to get the characters to do what you want them to do, and you have to work around a bunch of issues. But yeah, that's part of the challenge, I guess.
Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? A couple quick things.
Testing. Oh, hey. I have a recommendation for a new game you guys could play. It's pretty similar to CS Source. It's a lot of people don't know about it, like, as an online game, but James Bond Nightfire is really good, and there's a lot of clans in it. And I've been in a clan for about a year, and we're a really good group of guys, and we like to play all the time. So if you guys are ever getting bored of CS Source, you should try out Nightfire. It's a really good game, and it's really similar. And actually, two other people that are on here and in the clan with me. So, would you guys be interested in doing that?
Hey, you want Jeremy and Doug to join your clan?
Not so much join the clan, but check out the game. It's really fun.
Can you jump in the game?
Yes, you can. It's almost exactly like CS Source.
Doug's excited, man. Yeah. Apparently, you can't jump in James Bond games usually, I guess. I don't know. That's what Doug just wanted to know.
It's nothing like console James Bond games. It's almost exactly like CS. I have both games.
If it was exactly like CS, you'd just play CS. Last one of these, you said you were going to, like, you're going to try and head over to E3 next year. How's that going? Have you ditched that idea?
Oh no, we're still going to go, for sure. Yeah. We haven't done any special plans for it or anything like that. Right now, we haven't really planned anything. Right now, we're just going to show up as just guests or whatever, see if we can get in. We're not going to really have a booth or have any stage time or anything like that, I don't think. We'll just go and talk to people and maybe shoot some footage there and see if it's interesting, we'll put it in an episode or whatever. But, I've never been to E3, so it's going to be interesting.
Your huge popularity, you could get, like, a media pass or anything. But, yeah, thanks.
Kyle, Future wants to know, what's happening to the footage you and the WoW guy, I don't know what that means, but the WoW guy filmed at the Toronto premiere?
The WoW guy, his name is Davin, and he is the singer of the World of Warcraft Is a Feeling song. And a lot of people recognized him because he was helping us out putting the show together. He was selling tickets and whatnot and running around with the camera getting footage of the crowd and the lineup and everyone cheering, all excited, and footage of what went on stage at the Toronto screening. So yeah, we've got a whole bunch of footage. We don't know what we're going to do with that. We might put it online. We might put it on the DVD. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, there's some interesting bits there and a lot of crazy fans.
All right, can I ask a question now?
Go right ahead.
I just want to know if Doug came at the mic and make a boom headshot.
Bloody hell.
Just for my record, please.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, can I ask my question then?
Okay, Squatting Bear.
Yeah, I was wondering who writes the script for the show. If it's like if you just sit down and write it down yourself, or is it like a group kind of brainstorming thing?
Yeah, the show's unscripted. It's not it's not like it's like a a lot of people say unscripted television is like reality shows now. You like make people compete with each other and people cry and don't get money and one person gets the money and stuff like that. But no, this is unscripted television in a different sense, where it's just people's lives,
All right, cool.
My question's for Jeremy.
Go right ahead.
like, between you and FPS Doug, who would win in, like, Counter-Strike Source?
Well, if Deathstriker 6666 wouldn't have headshotted Doug, you know, maybe we would have found out. But, you know, no one will ever know the answer to that question.
I got a question for Doug here from Dead Toffee. He wants to know, why did you shave your beard?
Sorry, could you please repeat that question?
It's from Dead Toffee, and he wants to know why Doug shaved his beard.
Okay, Doug's coming over here. Hang on one second.
How'd you know I shaved it, man? Were you, like, stalking me and in my bathroom the other day?
He doesn't have a mic, so I don't think he's going to say anything.
Well, shit, it was getting scruffy and getting in the way of the headphones, so I had to get rid of it.
Cobain. All right, while everyone else is quiet and stuff, I've had this question about 50 times now. Is Anastasia really going out with that jerk? Ask Jeremy or Kyle or anyone, really.
Well, TBH, I don't know. I haven't talked to her since, and I don't really plan to. I thought, you know, it was really cool and stuff, me and her, but, you know, to be honest, like, we haven't really spoken much since that, so... It's hard for me to believe that, yeah, because I thought she was a smart girl, and that guy is a total dickhead, but, you know, whatever. I don't care anymore.
Sorry to ask.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, Rubber Ducky.
Yeah, I have a question for Doug, if that's okay. I was just going to ask Doug, what is an ownage score on Counter-Strike? What is, like, a score which you own?
Okay, hang on here. Doug's just coming over to the microphone.
Well, it's like more of a ratio of, like, kills to deaths. It's not really about score. If you're not killing at least 10 guys for every death, then you pretty much suck.
So, you know, I'm not an elite killer then.
That's super.
Hey, guys, I have a quick question from you. It's from Killthracker. He wants to know if Jeremy or Doug play PvP in WoW, and if you guys do, do you like it compared to the other FPS games?
Okay, so do we play PvP in WoW? Okay, assuming that was the question, then yeah, like, of course. I mean, there's really no option. There's three types of servers. There's PvP, and then there's PV no balls, and then there's something to do with people pretending they're not themselves because there's something, I don't know. But yeah, we always play PvP servers, and you know, I don't want to hype up the PvP in WoW. It's not like a big deal or anything because. You know, it's not really pure skill. It's not like RTS. It's not like the better guy wins. Usually in WoW, the guy who played more wins, you know what I mean? The guy with the better gear, unless he's a complete noob, wins. But you know what I mean? Like, we of course play PvP, because if you're going to play an MMO, you gotta play that way. And we've had a lot of fun times, but yeah.
The second part of that question was, how do you compare PvP in WoW to the FPS games?
Okay, well, I think the fundamental difference with PvP in an MMO and PvP in RTS and FPS is that in RTS and FPS, everyone's on the same ground. You know, it's like chess. You start with a fair side. You know, you each have either the same weapons or the same something, right? RTS is the perfect example because RTS is completely fair. Not even FPS is, right? FPS, you got lag, you got guns, you got whatever that can be different, right? You know, a guy can come up behind your back when you're not looking, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're bad. It means that for 1 millisecond you weren't looking. But, you know, the difference in an MMO is that, you know, it's usually not really skill-based. There's so many luck factors. There's so many random dice rolls in a PvP, right? Each spell you cast is dice rolled for your resist. Each sword swing is dice rolled for a crit. All that stuff is dice rolls. And I've said it before in previous team speaks, and I've said it before in person, that, you know, dice rolls, you know, aren't really a great way to determine, you know, who's, like, better or worse at a particular, you know, game. So, you know, while it's fun and stuff, you know, if you really want to test your skill, you play RTS. If you really want to, you know, somewhat test your skill and have some fun, you play FPS. And if you don't have the greatest skill, but you want to feel like you do, then you play MMOs 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I've got a question for Jeremy. Yeah, there's kind of a life-changing issue here. I'm from Ireland, a big fan of the show. It's pretty awesome. It's completely awesome. But I'm being pressured into buying World of Warcraft by my girlfriend who plays World of Warcraft, who's, you know, got into it from a friend of mine with their 10-day key trial. And I'm kind of afraid of World of Warcraft because, you know, I feel like my skills are just going to go down the drain because I'm a UT player. And, you know, I didn't play UT for like 2 years and my skills just went to shit. So, like, is WoW going to kill my skills or should I not be afraid or what?
Well, that's tough. I've got, like, a little bit of personal bias because, you know, I can't sit here and say that you shouldn't play because of a girl because then I'd be a hypocrite, you know. You know, I'll just say that you know, it didn't take long. After playing WoW for a bit, yeah, when I first came back to RTS, I was kind of shocked and I was pretty upset because I really thought that it lost. But to be honest, you know, 2 days later, I was owning up like I never had before. You know, it really didn't take much. It's kind of like riding a bike. Don't be too worried about losing your skills because of playing, because that's just the first impression you get. But, you know, and as for the girl stuff, well, to be honest, you know, like, I had a lot of fun playing with Anastasia, and if it wasn't for that sort of experience, I might never have really hung out with the girl as much as I did or talked to him. And while, you know, the game itself might not be great, if you really like the girl and you know, you have a great time being with her and she likes doing that kind of stuff, then that's one of the moments in your life where you kind of realize that sometimes, you know, you got to put someone else's needs above your own. And if you really have a cool experience, then I wouldn't be too scared. I'd go have some fun with her and just never forget that, you know, that's not the end all, right? And just make sure that you don't get too addicted and that you remember that, you know, fundamentally it's not a game, you know, it's a different life. There's a real big difference there. And, you know, just make sure you come back to the other side, because if you don't come back, I'll feel real bad. And Doug wants to say something, too. He's motioning me here. So here's Doug's response.
Stay off the crack.
Hey, Doug, I got a quick question for you, buddy.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Yo, not much. So how much faster do you actually run with a knife?
I don't know. What is it, like 5, 10% faster?
So if you run faster with a knife,
it's faster,
how come,
that's all that matters, man.
If you run faster with a knife, then how come the scout runs faster than the knife?
Because Valve has no idea what they're doing.
Right on, man. One more quick thing. When you guys are finished the first season or whatever, is there any possible chance of you guys putting in some sort of contest where some of the PP members can all come on a server and some of the community can come on and play with them?
Yeah, this is definitely something that it's come up like a lot before around what I'll keep referring to as the office, because it's real funny to us to refer to Kyle's bedroom as the office. But yeah, that's something we've talked about a lot. We really want to get some kind of contest going, maybe, I don't know, prizes or whatever. But, you know, the truth is that we are gamers and we are, you know, really good. And, you know, I will own anybody here, and I have no questions about that. So I know a lot of people think that it's maybe fake and they don't know, but yeah, sure. I think it'd be funny to have a contest where I actually, you know, spank every single person in this team speak, and then afterwards you can, I don't know, shower me with more praise or something.
Right on, guys. Thanks very much.
I have a question for the PP.
I have a question.
Question for Jeremy and Kyle. Jeremy and Doug.
I have a question for Jeremy and I guess for Doug too. You played Super Smash Bros. Melee at the episode 8. What do you think about it?
Well, Super Smash. Well, first of all, I love your accent. I don't know where you're from, but that's really cool. Super Smash Bros. Has kind of been, at least to me, at least me and Dave, anyways, it's been a personal favorite. Dave has issues playing games, and he always has. He's never really wanted to play me as much as when we first met and stuff, and it's kind of weird. But it's one of my favorite games of all time. It's funny. You know, I'm a big fan of Street Fighter 2, and I don't want to diss Mortal Kombat. I don't want to diss a lot of other fighting games, like even Killer Instinct. A lot of classics that I had a lot of fun with. But there's something about Smash Brothers. You know, I think it really is. It's so different from the other fighting games, and it's so quick. You know, the Super Smash Bros. Blee is just so quick, and it's just so much fun that it kind of became a personal favorite around. Again, I'll refer to Kyle's bedroom as the office, but it is a personal favorite, and that's the reason we put in the show. It certainly wasn't demand. It's not like people were writing the show asking to put it in. We were kind of worried. I didn't really know how many other people thought the game was cool. Like, I kind of thought no one played it but me. So I thought when I told Kyle we got to put this game in the show that no one was going to ask why. But, you know, since it was in the show, I've got so many emails from people that still play it really hardcore, and it really lifted my spirits to know that, you know, I wasn't the only one in the world that knew how much that game kicked ass, because it does. It really does kick ass. It's one of my favorites of all time. It's definitely in the top 10.
Yeah, it's got some
actually. Actually, there is a big competitive community yet playing. And by the way, I'm from Israel. So that's it. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Nice. Thank you for your question. And it's really cool. We don't get a lot of people from Israel. There's only been a few, and that's really awesome. And yeah, the competitive community is, you know, it's way bigger than I ever thought. And it's really cool because it's a great game. So I'm glad it receives that sort of love that it definitely deserves. And I'm so excited for the next Smash Brothers and the Revolution, because there's just so much potential. But next question, sir.
Yeah, Jeremy. You know, when you're walking down the street with Kyle, filming.
Okay.
Yeah. How come nobody recognizes Kyle? Like, they must know that it's Kyle.
Yeah, a couple times, people are like, you know, is that Kyle and stuff, but. You know, what's really cool about Pure Onage fans is that, there's a certain family feeling to our fans. You know, we're not some big TV show, we're not some movies, and people understand that we don't really want Kyle's face up there and stuff. So, you know, lots of people have met Kyle, and lots of people do know what Kyle looks like, but no one ever says anything. So, you know, when we do meet people, they do know it's Kyle, and we do talk to them, and Kyle talks to them, and they know it's Kyle, but they're all really cool. Our fans are really cool, and no one ever says anything, and which I think... It's a testament to the sort of respect that the fans have for the crew. The fact that, honestly, at the premiere on the Friday, there must have been, like, I don't know, 5,000 pictures taken of Kyle, but you haven't seen one posted on the boards. And that's because our fans own. You know, they're really, really cool.
Yeah, so what are you getting for Christmas this year, then? What are you getting for Christmas? If you're getting anything?
I don't know. Usually I get like socks and underwear, that kind of stuff. When I turned 18 a few years back, my mom kind of went on this speech she gave me one day. She thought she was being all mom, you know, giving me this mom speech about how I'm too old for games and blah, 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 blah. And so now my mom doesn't buy me games anymore. So I stopped asking for stuff. So now my mom's kind of like, how come you never ask for stuff? And I tell her all I want is games. And then she gets mad because she thinks games are for kids, or at least last year she did. But now, I don't know, this year I asked for a bunch of games again, and I asked for a 360, and we'll see if I get it, I don't know. But, I asked for a bunch of stuff
time to,
that I usually ask for, but...
Can I just take this time to wish everybody at PP a happy Christmas?
Thank you. Everyone wishes, everyone at PP wishes... Merry Christmas! Yeah, we wish a Merry Christmas to all our fans.
Hi, my mic's too quiet. Can you hear me?
and like a happy Hanukkah and all the rest. Like, I don't want to be exclusive or anything. It's it's really like, because most of us here, you know, it's not like we're fundamentalist Christians or anything. We just run with the culture, you know. There's a big Christmas celebration. People give gifts, so we take part. That's our, you know.
Sweet. Yeah, peace out from the UK. Huge over here. Being on
Jeremy.
TV and the lot.
Fuck it. Yeah, go on.
Sorry, my bad. I was just about to revoke his voice anyway, and he started talking again. Carry on.
Right. You like Pwn wants to know, how many times have you been accused of cheating just because you're a good gamer?
This is something that happens every single day, and I'm not kidding, especially with FPS. With RTS, not so much. I get used to being called a map hacker and stuff like that, and whatever. Because you can always watch the replay, and you can always know I didn't cheat, right? Because, you know, it's all right there. But FPS is something that's a little harder to prove. There's no replays. There's no nothing. And let me tell you, man, no matter what game you're playing or what server you're on, you kill 10 people in a row, you're going to get kicked, or you're going to start being accused of a hacker. And it's no joke that I get kicked from servers pretty much every day because I'm hacking, even though, you know, I'm not hacking. But to everyone out there that's like me and like Doug, because I know we both go through it a lot, don't worry about it, because it's just a compliment. That's all it is. Every time I get kicked from a server, I sit back, I have a big, big laugh with Doug, and we point at the screen and we laugh at how I just got kicked from another server. But all that it means is that basically you're so good they couldn't take it. So if you're that type of guy like me and Doug, then just run with it, because it's really cool, and that's the biggest compliment that some fag server admin can give you.
While you're still there, Jeremy, Sarius wants to know what you think of Chinese gold farmers.
Well, you know, I read a lot about them, and I know back in the WoW days when I did play, you know, it's kind of an issue. I guess it's tough. It's a lot of stuff I don't think about a lot, about world economies and stuff. Maybe Kyle can answer that better. A part of it makes me kind of sad that there's a part of, you know, a place in the world that people can play, you know, an MMO and make more money than they could doing, you know, a job and stuff. So I don't know what that really says about the state of the world, but, you know, I can just say that from my personal opinion, it didn't really affect my gameplay. I don't think that whether or not they were there or, like, weren't there made when I did play WoW any different than it was.
And to shut up Dead Toffee, how shiny is Doug's head?
Well, I would say that in average indoor lighting, it reflects 40,000 lumens per second. I don't know what that means. We're just messing around.
It's like a specular map on his head.
I don't know. I gotta ask this shit. I'm just gonna keep getting spammed.
Hey, you were saying your mom's not supportive of the games that you play. Is she supportive of Pwnage?
Yeah, my mom has really come around. Last year, you know, if you were asking that question a year ago, I'd tell you, yeah, she hated it. And, you know, it's tough because, especially as the kind of guy that used to do really well in school, just because it's pretty easy to me, you know, it's kind of tough for my mom to understand why I would, you know, stop doing school and just play games all day, because from her perspective, she grew up in a time where there was no such thing as a video game. She doesn't really understand that maybe it's the same as any sort of other pro sport, right? And she didn't really see a future in it, so... I try to tell her, like, Mom, you don't understand. Like, I play thousands of people a day. I don't think you understand the difference between me and everybody else. But, you know, she was pretty upset for quite a long time that it didn't really go the way she wanted me to be a lawyer or something. Like, I don't know. But lately, in the last year since the show's taken off, she's all of a sudden become real proud, which I think is really cool, you know, and because she was kind of worried. But now my mom's really cool, and she supports both of us, and she's so happy that we're doing what we love, because Kyle's always been in the film, and I've always been a gamer, and somehow to have her two sons work together to do something that's become so big and so popular and you know, it hopefully grows into something just amazing for both of us. I think like any of your moms would be, she's just glowing. It's just been the best year of her life, just like ours, I think.
Yeah, she understands it now. Getting back to the celebrity life, how often do you guys get recognized out in the public?
Well, it like a lot, pretty much, you know, at least in Toronto, if we hit any major streets or any places, you know, major subway stations or anything that has like a lot of people in the same kind of area, it's pretty much guaranteed that somewhere among those people is at least one PP fan. So it's kind of become pretty regular. It's changed, you know, how I feel when I'm walking out in public. I'm always kind of thinking about keeping my head down and stuff. You know, I think Dave probably gets, you know, at least he did get recognized more than anybody just because he's out so much. You know, Dave's always walking around. He's the kind of guy, you know, he actually, you know, he leaves the house because he's the only guy that doesn't play games all day in the whole crew. So, you know, he got recognized a lot, but it's become something that's definitely affected our lives. You know, even when I'm just going to the store to get some more caffeine or whatever, I'm always worried that kid across the street's going to run over and yell boom headshot at me or something like that. You know, it's kind of weird.
Can you guys still have a private life too? I mean, or is it pretty much in the public you're recognized all the time?
Well, I've kept a private life because even my life before PP was mostly staying in my room. So it's kind of weird. I know a lot of famous people are like, you know, oh, I can't do this and that. But the good thing about all of this is that we're gamers and we do that in our bedrooms, right? So, you know, like the good thing is that I don't really leave much. I only go out for food every couple of days. I buy what I need to keep eating and that's that. And for those few minutes, I'm worried, but in those few minutes, usually I'll get recognized as showing. But other than that, I'm in my room, so it doesn't matter.
All right, thanks.
Jeremy, question from Casper. Did you get to keep the omen?
Nope, I did not get to keep the omen, which is something that's been... we've had some fights over the last couple months, but... Yeah, it kind of sucked. No, I did not get to keep the omen. I'm playing on the same PC that was in episode one, and it's real shitty now, and it's kind of a problem, but we don't really have enough money to upgrade it. But, you know, the show's going real good, and we have high hopes, and we're hoping that, you know, in the future, you know, we can maybe take some of the show money and instead of buying new cameras like we did, Kyle, maybe next time, huh? What do you think, Kyle? We can, I don't know, maybe get me a nice PC or what?
Hey guys, I want to ask a question for Doug. Hello?
Okay, let me get Doug to the mic one second.
And just would ask also one thing. I got many questions here for the German homepage of us, and would like after you ask your question, maybe ask them because I have to go to bed and such. So if you're finished, if I could ask them.
Ask away, man. Go, go, go.
And Doug, do you like Source or 1.6 better?
I have to say 1.6, man.
Why you say this?
The hitbox is just too fucked on Source.
Ah, okay.
Okay, I got a question.
Hey, Doug. Doug, I just want to wait for half an hour for you to say this, but can you just say hi to my CSS clan, IST? It's not actually mine, but can you just shout it out, just to say hi?
What's your clan?
IST, stand for Imperial Stormtroopers. Can you just say a quick hi?
IST licks my balls.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, I got a question.
Hey, just a quick question. I've heard a couple things. Like, you guys are from, like, Calgary as well, but, like, are you guys from Toronto or are you guys, like, from Calgary? Because, like, I've heard a couple things. Like, some guys, it's like, sometimes say you premiere in Toronto, but, like, you're not
from Toronto. Well, we're all from Calgary, but we're all out in Toronto right now.
Dude, you should hit up, like, Niagara Falls, man.
Yeah, never been. Wouldn't mind checking it out.
Hi, can you hear me? I've got a question for Jeremy.
Give him 2 secs, man.
2 secs, dude.
Hey, Doug, while you're here, Tekkenfly 661 was asking before, do you play Battlefield 2? Yeah. That's always interesting.
Yeah, I would have, but it was like Jeremy would not let me own an EA game.
Can I ask my question for Jeremy now, please?
Okay, hey, I'm back.
Hey, Jeremy. I've got a question for my World of Warcraft guild. I was just wondering, what's your favorite race and class when you're playing WoW, you know? I mean, what do you think's best for PvP and soloing and stuff?
Oh, that's tough, because there's so many situations. You know, I played Alliance for most of the time I played. I started as Horde, and then because of a girl, I switched to Alliance. And I have to say, you know, like, I played a Night Elf, which is kind of an odd class, because, you know, their racial abilities and stuff aren't really too PvP-oriented, especially for the priest. It kind of hurts. But at the same time, if you're playing Alliance, I mean, having the ability to shadow meld in general public was you know, something I couldn't imagine living without. You know, I almost re-rolled the dwarf after a point because my guild and MC really wanted the fear protection, as you can imagine. But, you know, in terms of PvP, I just couldn't give up the Night Elf. The Shadow Meld was too valuable. And as for Horde, you know, where to play a priest, I mean, undead, I think is the way to go for that.
Oh, cool. Can I ask you one more favor before I go? Can you say hi to my clan and guild, please, with Saturday Night Beavers?
What's it called?
Saturday Night Beavers.
Saturday Night Beavers. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're from Canada. Maybe that doesn't mean the same thing.
I know what you mean, dude. No, it's nothing rude. It's just funny because it kind of implies that we're from Wales in the UK.
All right. Well, I'll say it because I'm in a good mood and because beaver is such a funny word. But I'll be like, "Hey, Saturday Night Beavers from Jeremy at Pure Orange. Keep on owning beavers."
Woo! Thanks, man. Take it easy. Have a good Christmas.
You too, bro.
Yeah, hi, no, I'm like Jack from the UK. So I think, what like food do like you owners eat? You know, am I eating like crap food or something? Because I'm not owning.
Well, food. Well, that's a pretty sore subject right now around the room because we used to eat real good, and Dave used to just cook up. I used to eat pretty crappy till I met Dave. When I first met him, he used to make fun of me because of how bad I ate. I didn't know I was eating bad, but Dave informed me that I used to eat crappy, I guess. But since he's been gone, it's kind of reverted back to crap. But, you know, when he was here, I got on this whole thing where good food makes a good brain, makes a good RTS player was sort of my motto. And we ate a lot of sushi, especially, and a lot of foods that were really healthy and really lean and good for your brain. So, you know, it's something I would focus on. Keep in mind that, you know, your body builds itself on whatever you put into your body, whether that's, you know, drinks or whether that's good food. And so, you know, I want to focus on, you know, you want little fat, you want little grease and lots of caffeine. So basically, you know, these days, not eating so good, I guess, you know, I've eaten some fries or I guess as the English would call them, chips or whatever. But mostly, you know, I'm a big fan of meat. I'm a big kind of steak guy, and here in Canada, at least out west in Alberta, you know, it's really big in a steak. I'm a real cow kind of guy, and I also really like my fish, but I like my fish raw. And so, you know, aside from that, I try to just eat healthy to try to keep my brain healthy because that matters so much to me at this point.
Does like eating with your controller help? You know.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, the first time I ate with a Nintendo controller, it was amazing. Like, the sort of productivity that resulted in my gameplay, it was really incredible.
Okay, thanks for that. Lovely.
I got a question.
I got Tens here. I would like to ask them because I have to go to bed. If you please let me ask them, I will love you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go.
Thanks. It's for our German website, and I have to ask them to you. It's like 10 or 12 questions. If you have time to please give me the answer to that, I will please you.
All right.
That sounds like a that sounds like a lot of questions. So maybe if you can maybe choose the top couple of them, and maybe you can get them out real quick in a few seconds.
Well, I was thinking also to take the best of them to just ask them, because if I start to all ask them, it's a bit large for you.
Okay, go quick.
Okay, first of all, thanks to you to take our time here to answer our questions. First of all, who has the idea to make some big thing like this? Because it's an awesome series now, and who had this idea to like take micro in the other stuff like games in such a big stuff?
Well, you know, to be honest, it's hard. You know, it's really no one's idea. It's something that just kind of happened. Kyle was in the film, and he had just started school, and he borrowed a camera from school, and he wanted to get some footage of film stuff because he told me he needed to edit. He told me that he didn't have anyone to film, so I told him, you know, I'll take 2 minutes of my day, and I'll say something to you, and he edited it. And that was the first episode. And, you know, from there, it's kind of just been, you know, Kyle talking to me in between me playing games and asking me, you know, this and that. And, you know, he tried to ask me, you know, what the terms are and this and that and what each thing means. And, you know, it's hard to say, because the fact is, you know, the truth is nobody really thought of any of this stuff. It just happened. And I know that sounds real weird to say, but it really did. It just sort of happened.
Okay. When was the first time that you met, like, Doug? And was it also the first console you played was the Nintendo, or you started with other things?
Well, I personally, like me, Jeremy, the first console I owned was the Atari 2600. But first time I played, I think, was an Intellivision or maybe a ColecoVision. The first time I played, but yeah, I started, you know, I don't know if you guys remember the Smurfs game. Well, no, there's no way you guys remember the Smurfs game, but it's old. But that's where I started, and I met Doug when I was about 10. We've been friends since really, like, we were really young, and, you know, as we grew up, I know, I guess it happens to a lot of people, we just kind of grew apart, and we didn't really talk for quite a few years, and then when the show started, we'd kind of run into each other accidentally, and he was still into gaming, and I was like a huge gamer, and we thought it was really funny that we play these two different types of games, and, you know, and it kind of went from there. It's funny that the show is really truer than most people, I think, believe.
Okay. In some of your movies, like in the beginning, you have this quite funny movies, like in part 4 with the Getty supplies and Rotty supplies thing, or in the new one, the thing with Call of Duty, like when Doug is shooting all guys in the house there. Who made the script for this, and who had this amazing idea to do the funny stuff like this?
I mean, I it's tough to say. I guess I don't know. I guess that was a long time ago. I remember, but it's usually been a group decision. I guess most often, any time that any stuff that comes in the show is Kyle coming to me and saying, "Hey, I got this thing. You know, we got to keep doing it." And I'm the kind of guy, like, I don't know. I don't really think about too much other than my games. If it wasn't for Kyle, like, you know, I have to admit, like, if it wasn't for Kyle, this stuff never would have got done. Because to be honest, I just did own noobs, and I'd been happy till the day I died. But I guess, you know, Kyle comes to me and says, you know, I want to do this. Do you know any good games? And this episode, you know, Doug and I especially, we had been playing some Call of Duty 2 and the single player, and we really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a really cool experience. So I thought, you know, Kyle said, I want something for this episode that's in the game. So we said, well, let's do this game, because I thought it had a really cool style to it. It wasn't, you know, I'm not saying the graphics were the best or anything's the best, but there was just something about it, like, I don't know, the style of the game. So we just kind of ran with it, and, you know, that's what we made.
Yeah, I have a
Jeremy,
question
for Jeremy, please. Go ahead. I'll ask mine after you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. I have a question from Hunger. Yeah. I have a question from Hunger. He wants to know, how would you compare the PvP from Guild Wars to one in other games? Like, how do you like it most, you know?
Okay. Guild Wars, it has unique elements. This is a speech I could give for like 10 minutes because this is a different style of PvP. Guild Wars has something that's based on groups. And, you know, personally, it's not that any individual, when you're playing Guild Wars, right, has more skills than, say, an RTS player, because that's not true. And you know, I don't want to lie to anybody. But what's unique about Guild Wars, and maybe Mass PvP and WoW that I never experienced, but mostly Guild Wars that I have experienced, is that, you know, the true, like, super coolness about the PvP is not what each person is doing, but collectively what the whole group is doing. And I think the hardest part about getting that together isn't thinking up the strats, it isn't executing them on your own keyboard, it's getting 8 other people to do the exact thing that you want them to do. And so Guild Wars, in terms of a team play element, has gone above and beyond most games. It's a real time, it's super fast, and it's team play, and it's very important because you will be slaughtered by teams like Lulu the Monk if your whole team is not working exactly as one well-oiled machine, right? But see, when it comes to something like RTS, there's no dice rolls, there's nothing, right? It's one-on-one, the better guy wins, point of case, right? That's why I play them. But Guild Wars, you know, there comes a certain point where there's an art to leading that many people. So when I played Guild Wars, which I still do a little bit, and when I played any MMO or when I played any group team game, to me, the true talent isn't so much what you can do, it's what can you get other people to do for you, and can you get those people to listen to exactly what you're saying? Because if they do listen to exactly what you're saying, you're going to win. And if every guy thinks he's going to do his own thing, you're going to get your ass spanked.
Question for Jeremy, please. I know you guys film in Toronto and everything. I was just wondering, you guys ever thinking of coming here to Ottawa and filming in the nation's capital? Maybe in the Parliament Hill or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we have. There's, needless to say, there's been a lot of requests from some major cities. I think Ottawa and Vancouver are like the two cities that at the moment we get the most requests from people to come down to, and we definitely want to. In the latest episode, you'll notice that at least the Canadians will notice. We made a brief trip to Montreal, which to the people who aren't Canadians might think is a negligible journey, but it's not true. You know, it's a bit of a drive. We took one day out and we went there and we thought it was pretty cool. And it's something that we really hope to be able to do more of. And Ottawa, you know, of course, there's a lot of great sort of landmarks and a lot of Canadian history. You know, to the people that aren't Canadian, that's our nation's capital. You know, it's sort of the Washington D.C. of Canada, right? So it is something that's definitely on the list, as is Vancouver. And as we keep growing the series, you know, we're proud to kind of grow from here because we've got it's a big country, but it's small because there's not very many people. And we really kind of want to show it off to the world because this is an opportunity not only for us, but for Canadians to be proud about something because we don't really do too much, you know. And, you know, most of the shows are from the U.S. and everyone's from the U.S. and stuff. So that's kind of why we go out of our way and really try to show as much as we can as possible. And aside from Ottawa and Vancouver, I mean, I even want to go way to the East Coast. I wouldn't mind showing Newfoundland and Prince Edward's Island and stuff like that, you know, places I've never been. I'd love to visit myself. They're beautiful places. And we just really want to kind of show off Canada because if we're going to be doing it from here, you know, we just might as well go all out. You know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, man. I'm just curious, if you ever come to Ottawa or Vancouver, could you ever, like, post on the Pure Pwnage website just to tell us? Maybe anyone could get into the show here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If we're coming out, we'll probably make an event of it. I mean, if we're going to make a road trip like that, if we're going to spend more than 24 hours there like Montreal, then we'll probably try to arrange maybe just even a bar meeting or something that we used to do in Calgary when we go out there to film, which is just, you know, come say hi to us at a bar one night or something like that.
Thanks a lot.
Jeremy. Jeremy, Halkeft wants to know what yourself and the rest of the crew's horoscopes are. Believe it or not.
Horror what?
You know, star signs and shit.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, and only because Anastasia told me that I'm a Pisces. This is something I did not know because, I don't know, I guess never paid attention, but Anastasia told me I'm a Pisces. And that's all I know. I don't know what that means, and I don't know if anyone else knows what their stuff is either.
Okay, I have a question
for
the
think
whole...
about the dead hippos. What do you think about the badly wounded?
Next.
Can I talk?
I have a question for the whole crew. This is a question from my friend Fried Fry. He wants to know if any of the crew has experienced any kind of carpal tunnel from your Uber Micro.
Well, you know, it's weird. There was a point that, yeah, back in the day, my hands used to get sore, and I got conscious of it. But around the same time, I used to read a bunch of articles online that were saying, like, you know, they're all scaring me with this carpal tunnel this and carpal tunnel that, and I got scared. But I started doing kind of exercises, and normally right when I wake up, I do some exercises with my hands, and I don't really want to describe them. You know, they're kind of cheesy, but I've just been aware of it, and I kind of just... You know, I don't want to sound like a geek or anything, but it's important to me that my hands don't go, and it should be important to any gamer in the room that your hands don't go. And ever since I've just done, like, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of exercise in the morning, you know, I've never had a problem. A lot of people claim they have these problems, but there's no way a human being in the world has played more games than me per minute they've been alive. And I don't have problems. To this day, my hands are great, and I think it's because I take them seriously, and I take what I do seriously, and... Just don't be immature about it, and just, you know, do some exercises, and honestly, at least for me, everything has been just fantastic.
All right, I just have one more follow-up question here.
Yeah, go.
Have you or Doug or any of the other people been contacted by any kind of book publishers or any kind of movie contracts in the works or magazine or anything like that?
not what we were thinking. A few months back, we thought that, you know, as the show got really big, we're like, man, these guys are totally going to be like, wow, you guys are so awesome. We want to give you lots of money. But I guess we learned that, like, those guys are kind of noobs too. And it's funny, like, you know, TV stations and movies and stuff, like, it's mostly old dudes, and they don't really know what's funny or what's new and what's cool. And you guys do, and we do, but they don't. So it's like, no, we haven't. You know, you'd think at this point someone would have rid us, and someone would have said, hey, you know, what you've done is really cool, and we're not cool because we suck so much because we're MTV, and we should want to buy you. But no, they don't. They're too dumb to really realize what we've got going. But that's cool because it's not what we ever wanted, you know. So we're really happy with what it is. And magazines have written us. I mean, PC Gamer UK is really cool. And, you know, Computer Gaming World, there's something this month or something else. And PC Gamer North America is doing some Xbox magazine. A bunch of gaming magazines and online have written us. And we kind of expected that. But as far as it comes down to, like, Hollywood or TV and stuff like that, no, those guys, they have their heads too far up their asses. They're going to keep making crap on TV. And you guys are going to keep not watching it. And you're going to keep watching the real show, which is our show, which you guys know is, and you know, and... There's just no place for us to be but where we are, and I think it's perfect, and we don't really want to change, you know.
I've got a question for Kyle here from Batabusa 1. He wants to know what programs do you use for editing the 3D effects specifically, and how that all came about.
Well, there's a program called Discrete Combustion that was used for the effects. And it was actually the guy that made the effects for episode 9 is the guy that sings World of Warcraft as a Feeling. There's a little piece of trivia.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. This Alex character, he's like, he just came in the show and like he's already leaving. Is there going to be any more about him?
Alex doesn't want to play games anymore, you know. He's just interested in having, I guess, what most would call a normal life. But, yeah, so I don't know if he's going to be around anymore.
Okay, I have two more questions. One. Did Red versus Blue ever inspire you at all for this show, or was it just completely unique?
Sorry, I think you're a little too close to your microphone. I can't really understand what the question was.
Before you ever made this show, did you ever watch any Red versus Blue? Because I know that's a really popular homemade thing also.
Yeah. I don't think there's any real similarities between Red versus Blue and our show. You know, it's just, it was an idea. Maybe we might have thought we could put a show on the internet because of, you know, things like Homestar Runner and Red versus Blue. But yeah, it's as far as you know, what the show's all about. No, it's not really based on anything else besides our lives. This whole idea that you know, you can put a TV show on the internet, I guess we're not the first to do that. There's a lot of other shows about technology and such. But yeah, this kind of thing is getting pretty big now. I think there's a lot of tech shows on the internet right now.
Cool. And last question. This is actually towards Jeremy. Since you don't play Zero Hour anymore, would you release the name that you played with, or is that still top secret?
Well, you know, the problem with that, and this is something I've learned for my future games and stuff, is the problem with that name is it's the same name I'm still using, and it's the same name I've used in DAO, and it's the same name I've used. Hell, I even used it in WoW, and I've used it in AoE 3, and I've been using it for over a year now, and I really like it. And I kind of want to keep using it, because I don't know how many guys are like me, but sometimes it's tough thinking up new names, and it's something I've had to do a lot, because when your record's like 200-0, people don't play anymore, and you got to always come up with a new name, and I don't like having a gay name. I want a cool name, and I think the name of Governor Now is really cool, and I'm happy with it, and you know, if I tell people, then it ruins a lot of games and a lot of names, and then I have to change again, and I don't know. I'm not saying I never will. Maybe in a year, maybe when I change the name, maybe when the series is done, I don't know. Like, I think I will tell people eventually so they know, like, oh yeah, he was good and he did kick my ass. But for right now, I just want to play in peace.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks.
I actually have a fairly important question here, which it's actually pretty interesting here. It's for Doug. It's from 3DZEOF. He wants to know if FPS Doug... If Doug started playing on Doom 10 years ago, like he said in episodes, because he claims he apparently has John Romero online now, and if you'd like to thank him, he will hook you up with that.
All right, here's Doug.
Did you hear that, Doug?
I did. Actually, my first FPS was Wolfenstein. That's a myth that Jeremy somehow thought up, that I started playing Doom first.
Right.
Okay, I have a question for Jeremy. Okay, so what is your favorite RTS game of all time?
That's a tough question. Favorite RTS? I don't know. It's so tough. I mean, I don't want to romanticize the past or anything like that, but... You know, I had a lot of fun with the original CNC, because that's the first one that I ever, you know, it's the first RTS I really got into. I think the original CNC was the first game that really pulled me out of consoles, I think. I was pretty much console up until the original CNC, and that really brought me into PC and stuff. And my heart, you know, there'll always be a place in my heart for the original CNC. RA2 was huge to me and all my friends. We played so much RA2. And we're such a big fan of that. And then Generals, I mean, all my friends played that too, and I just thought Generals had such a good blend of the speed and the strategy that was required to make a good RTS that, you know, even though it's so recent, it's so new, it's tough for me not to say that too. And I know, I I love too many RTSs to sort of pick a good one, but there's a lot of good ones, and most of them are made by Westwood, so, you know.
Yeah, Jeremy, here is Sway would like to know your opinion on Halo 2.
Hey, okay, Halo 2, wow, I've never heard of that game before. It's not like a million people every day email me asking about my Halo 2 opinion or anything like that. I mean, Halo 2 is, it's tough. You know, I enjoyed the first Halo, and I thought what they were doing was very cool, and I have played a lot of Halo 2, I have. And, you know, it's cool, but there's this intense devotion to Halo 2 from all the Halo 2 fans, and it is a good game, but at the same time, it just wasn't good enough to pull me away from the other games I was playing at the time. So, I mean, I think in terms of a console FPS, which, by the way, is a pretty tough thing to pull off because a console is a completely different style of game. FPS, RTS were great on the PC, but on a console, it's pretty tough to work those in. I mean, GoldenEye 007 back in the day, they had a pretty unique take to the FPS. I think they did a good job. And Halo 2 does a pretty good job, too, but I've played so much FPS with a mouse and keyboard the last 5 years of my life that, you know, when Halo 2 came out, it was so hard for me to try to readapt to the slow aiming of a noob stick instead of a mouse. And, you know, like, I had fun with it, but I guess the fact that I don't play it every day today says something, you know?
I have a question for Jeremy. Do you have any other interests other than gaming?
Well, I thought I had an interest in girls, but at the moment, like, not really. I'm kind of just back to gaming, and I've kind of realized that just gaming is what I do, and that's as sad as it may sound to you, that, yeah, that's what I do.
Bro. Hey, is there a certain age when you're going to stop gaming, or are you going to game for the rest of your life?
Okay, before Jeremy answers that question, I'd just like to mention that we're going to wrap this up in about 10 minutes from now, because we've all got to run here. But, yeah, so 10 more minutes of questions and answers, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right, I got one which Nirvana is begging me to ask of both Jeremy and Doug, and I have to ask it for him. He wants to know if you've ever played... Just killed the text document, didn't I? He wants to know if you've ever played Team Fortress Classic, a Half-Life 1 mod, and if you've heard of Fortress Forever, a mod for Half-Life 2.
Okay, there was a question right before Kyle answered the mic, and I can't remember it now, so if someone could remind me after this answer, that would be great. And as for the Team Fortress stuff... Oh, no problem. After the Team Fortress stuff, of course. I mean, who didn't play Team Fortress Classic? Come on, like, you'll be a total noob. And I had a great time with it. That was back in the day. That was awesome. Yeah, Kyle especially liked being an engineer. Because he's not so much about owning noobs with a headshot, but about building stuff. But that's totally Kyle, and it's totally cool. And I think it was really cool they sort of put that role into a game for the guys that weren't about headshots and were about building stuff. And I thought that was really cool. And I think Team Fortress Classic might have been the first game that me and Kyle really had all-nighter sessions playing together, which as brothers really brought us together, and I thought was pretty cool. Fortress Forever, I can't say I've played, and I haven't read much about it because, you know, especially since the show, you know, just I'm so bombarded. There's so much stuff I'm trying to pay attention to that a lot of stuff's going to get lost. But if someone could quickly maybe bring up that question that was asked before, I don't want that guy to feel left out.
Yeah, I said it before. Are you going to game for the rest of your life, or is it going to be a certain age when you're going to stop?
I'm going to game until the day I'm dead, and that's a fact. And, you know, I think a lot of our parents have probably said to us, and you're probably getting used to the idea that games are for kids, blah, blah, blah. So, but that's only... That's only because they never grew up with games, and they don't understand it.
So you're going to be 80 years old, and you're going to go, I own you, noobs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Except that by the time I'm 80, there's probably going to be, like, direct neural connections and stuff. And hopefully by the time my hands go and I can't move them
Because my grandpa doesn't move his hands too good. And I figure maybe when I'm that old, I probably won't be able to move my hands too good. But I hope at that point there's some kind of neural connection or something that I can keep owning. Because I think it'd be really cool that I was an 80-year-old grandpa and my grandkids, I used to just own them up all day. I don't know. I think that my grandkids would think that's cool. And I think everyone would think that's pretty cool. And I don't know. You guys can't look at don't look at games as a toy. It's not a toy. It's not like playing with He-Man in a sandbox. It's not like running around and pretending to have imaginary friends like when you're 8 or whatever. This is a serious thing. It's a serious sport. It's a serious outlet for entertainment. It's no different than watching movies. It's like asking someone, are you going to watch movies when you're 80? Are you going to have fun when you're 80? Games are a very serious form of fun, and it's a very serious mental exercise. And yeah, I'm going to play till the day I die because that's what I do. And my brain works good, and it works good especially at games because they're problem-solving and they're speed-related, which is what my brain's good at. And I mean, there's not even a question in my mind, of course. The question is, how good are the games going to be, and how much, you know, can I help them become what they could be, you know, by that time?
I just wanted to say something. Just like I just noticed right now that the Darwinia demo has been released on Steam, so if you want to check that.
Oh yeah, for sure I'm gonna check that out for sure. Like Darwinia is a rare gem. It's the kind of game you're not gonna see often, but if you really value you know, the idea that a very few number of people can make a game that people like to play, then you should really support it because. You know, they're exactly the type of people that are going to take EA down.
Okay, I got a question.
Hi, I have a question for... Or,
I have a question.
Wait, all
right, it's for Jeremy and Doug. Has anyone ever come up to you and, like, said they were better than you in games? Like, in the
games...
Oh,
my God. Like every day, I don't know. It's so funny. I think I don't know. It's become so common. Sure, lots of guys every day write the show. Hey, I own you so much, and I meet people online, and they're like, hey, you're 10-0, but you just got lucky. You wait till next round, but you know next round never comes because they get owned 10-0 again. And the internet's a funny place. It's a place where a lot of people seem to want to think they're better than they are, but. Like I said before, you know, you just ignore that. You just do what you do, and you do it the best you can. And at the end, you know, the numbers tell the story. And at the end of the day, the numbers tell the story that I own everybody.
I have a question for Jeremy and Doug.
Jeremy.
Have you ever played Unreal Tournament 2004, and what are your thoughts about it?
Yep. Doug and I have both played UTK4, and... Yeah, you know, as Doug just said back there, we played it and we had some fun with it, but we're not, you know, and not to say, I don't want you guys to listen to what I say and think that that's the be-all and end-all or anything, because it's very important that whatever you think is fun, you pursue, and whatever you think is fun that, you know, you do really good at. But, you know, at least to me and to Doug as well, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, we're not a big fan of the FranFest. We thought that sort of Counter-Strike back when it was a Half-Life mod really brought something cool to FPS because it introduced the sort of team play element. And maybe it's the RTSer in me that likes the idea of working together with other people or other units to kind of create this great army. But I've never, ever since Counter-Strike, been able to get into an FPS that's just a frag fest the same way as that we have, you know, Army Ops or Counter-Strike or whatever else has come afterwards. And...
I have a question for Jeremy. Jeremy?
Are you from Kazakhstan or like what?
Yes. Do you like sex in the mouth?
Do we like a sex in the mouth? Oh man, this is like this is like Boran.
Yes, it's me.
I got a good one.
Yo. I got a question for Jeremy, then one for Doug. All right, Jeremy, when you guys are, like, making a show, do you ever have, like, dickheads running up in, like, front of the camera just screaming shit? Oh, and there's, like, this Asian girl I look at my school, but she don't speak English, so, like, what should I do?
Well, you know, it's actually pretty rare. Like, you know, when we film it, it goes pretty quick. So I think there's only been maybe one or two times that someone's tried to be a dick to the camera. But what's really cool about filming is that you just edit that stuff out, and we just take another take. So, I mean, there's been a couple occasions where someone's tried to ruin what we're doing, but it never really works, right? And you don't know who they are because you never saw them because Kyle edited it out. But,
yeah.
And as for the second part of your question, which I totally forget now because – oh, yeah, the Asian chicks. Sorry, Doug was laughing so hard. He was distracting me. The Asian chicks. Dude, as for Asian chicks, man, holy shit. You just got to show them your micro because they're smarter than the rest of the chicks. And if you got some good gaming skills, man, let me tell you, they'll be all over that shit.
Yeah, and one for Doug is, Doug, you think if you joined the army and you, like, fought in Iraq, you think you'd be getting them headshots? Oh, and Camp Carryseth is a sexy slut. Okay, bye.
All I got to say is Saddam would have been dead a long time ago.
All right, I got two final questions for Jeremy here, because since you guys got to go, I'm not going to take any more questions now, guys. Sorry if I didn't get you. But what we got here, question from Kronos. Jeremy, have you ever had a job? And if so, what was it?
Okay, well, when I was 12, I don't know how this works in other countries because I've only ever, you know, been in Canada, but, you know, we deliver papers in the morning. And when I was when I was 12, my mom thought it was funny because I was staying up all night owning noobs anyways, that she's like, hey, maybe at 4 in the morning you should deliver papers to people because you're up anyways, lol. And I was like, okay. And at first I thought that was kind of funny, but later it really sucked. But for about 2 years, I used to I used to deliver papers at like 5 in the morning right after owning noobs. And then I'd sleep like for a few hours before school or whatever. But up until the show, that's pretty much it. I mean, a lot of pressure from people to get jobs. I worked for like 4 days at this grocery store, and that didn't work out, we'll say. We'll leave it at that. But they didn't like my schedule. And no, I guess, you know, I've had a pretty lucky life. Kyle's been really supportive, even as a brother, and my mom has been too supportive probably, but in the end it worked out, so, you know.
All right. Okay, and this is, this is it. But, from pretty much the whole clan, yeah, we're a piece of gay, but to Jeremy and Doug, what do you think of it?
Your whole clan is a piece of gay? I mean, like, you're not, like, fully gay, you're just a little bit gay?
We
don't really
know
what you meant.
Like, only a few. Nah, what do you think of the clan, man? Both of you.
We're still kind of confused. What do we think about people who want to be gay?
The PP clan.
Boy, yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want to be gay, then go with it, because it's the same as gaming. I mean, even though your parents may be against it, it's really what's important in life is that you do what you love. And if what you love is being a total fag, then I guess you should probably go with that.
Yeah, well, Craiglin was the
only
game.
Hold on. Kyle's sitting here waving me down my response. He's like, no, PP clan. And so me and Doug, we didn't. Hold on. I thought you were saying if you're gay, should you be ashamed? And honestly, I don't. And the
what?
Truth is, no. This is important.
How the fuck did you interpret that?
I don't know. It's been a long day. But all I'm saying is if you're gay, it's cool. No, wait, that's not what I'm saying. Hold on.
I had a question for Kyle.
If you're
no,
in this
stuff,
man,
I need my answer.
Okay, hold on. Now Kyle's saying it had to do with the PP clan. Not if you're gay, it's cool. So if you're in the PP clan, you might want to ask yourself, which one of us is Doug and Jeremy?
Biohazard.
And since I haven't asked the question, Jeremy, Bud, and you, the story. Has there been any? And will you when I'm in Canada?
Can I ask a couple?
Sorry, can you please repeat that question?
You want to have a session when I'm in Canada, man? Any of you?
I think the answer is an overwhelming yes from both Jeremy and Doug.
Fuck yeah! Yeah. Here's the next drink.
Okay. Last of all, Scree's got a question before you log off, by the way.
Okay. Before we hear from Scree, I just want to say, are you seriously coming to Canada? And if so, when, Kashmir?
Next screening. 100%. If I fucking can get money, I'm there, man. I was like, I'm selling off my shit. I will be there.
We'll donate to Kashmir.
All right, so Scree, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. First, I wanted to say that episode 9 was just totally awesome, and that watching it with a crowd was just breaking the fun barrier. I was wondering, aren't you afraid that you'll never get rid of the Pure Onish fans on next project or anything?
Oh, well, we're hoping that they'll keep watching the stuff that we're making. I think that'd be awesome, if we made, some other stuff, and if they would watch it, I hope that one day we can make a feature film, and all you guys will come and see it, and hopefully some of you guys will be able to come to the premiere or something like that. We'll have a big feature film premiere one day, but yeah, for now, it's great having all these fans that are so supportive, and that are watching the show and allowing us to do more with the show and build the show.
I've got two questions before you guys leave. Or wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, no, I was done.
Were you done?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. How many unread emails are in Jeremy's mailbag?
Okay, just before we go on here, I just want to say, maybe I had misjudged how many drinks these guys have had. So we can probably hang around for another 20 minutes and they won't be start saying crazy shit. So, that whole 10-minute time limit 10 minutes ago, we can extend that another 20 minutes. And then we got to go because these guys are going to get pretty crazy here and start saying some shit. Okay, so I'm going to hand off the mic to Jeremy here. GFG, why don't you go ahead and please repeat your question.
How many unread emails are in Jeremy's mailbag?
When I left the pad, which was probably almost 3 hours ago since I haven't checked my computer, it was about 175. And I have to guess that now it's about 275. It comes in real quick, and it's almost hard to read. after the first 5-6 episodes, I used to read all of it, every single word. But it's kind of sad because it's almost come to the point where I have to skim the emails that come in. So if you're writing an email that starts with, I challenge you, you big noob, chances are I'm not reading the next words after that. And if you're writing in with something that has some kind of meaning or something cool, then we're definitely still reading it. But it's funny that now it's just become so crazy, I want to read it all, but do I want to take 2 hours a day instead of owning noobs playing games just to read email with a bunch of noobs telling me that they think they could own me because they're crazy?
I've got another one. Quick one. Have you played the game? It's not really a game, but it's a riddle. It's called Not Prawn. You probably haven't heard of it. It's a riddle. There's about 200 levels. It's an online game. You actually have to get a password to go to the next level, and it's all like changing the site's address and all that junk. I don't know if you played it, but it really tests your skills with the computer, and it really tests your mind. You have to think about all this stuff a lot. I think you should check it out. Actually, I got to level 69 and I quit right there with my friend just for kicks.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to end at some level, obviously 69 is the, is the best level to end at. But, you know, I think I remember that. I played the first few levels, but it's not a game that I've gone through, but it is one that I have checked out. But, you know, especially since the Master and stuff, like, it's become important to me to sort of form this this sort of synergy between the rest of my body and kind of what comes out of my mind. And as weird as it may sound, and I don't want to get, you know, religious with anybody or anything, but games kind of have this thing, at least most of them, where, you know, when you start to react instantly from your brain through your fingers, you sort of create this sort of, you know, this thing between your mind and body, which really puts you in a state that nothing has ever been able to before, which is why I think games are super important to human beings in general and to the world, because it's the first time that humans have ever been tested to that sort of extreme. And so, yeah, it's your game. I have played the first few levels, but to get to level 69, wow, you had a lot more perseverance than I did, because I went back to playing Gens almost right away and just focusing on sort of combining my fingers and my brain into sort of being one entity.
It was actually more of my friends. Me and my friend worked on it. We started at a LAN. It was only a two-man LAN. We do that a couple of times. We started on it like 3 days. We got up to level 40 or something. The next days, we got up to 69. We just stopped there and took a break. We played other games. We could have got farther. It got really hard, though. I'd like to give credits to him. Recursive. That's his name. Just want to say that name for you.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Actually, we were going to go to the screening. About 12 of us, me and my friends. But there was a snowstorm that came over us, and we couldn't get up there. So I'm hoping next time we can go. Also, I gotta remember
about. Yeah, it's funny.
About,
there was a bunch of snow like the day before the screening. We were a bit worried because the weather was pretty good up until a couple days before. We knew that. You know, we thought maybe some people from the U.S. down below would definitely be coming up to check us out. So we're a bit worried about freezing them to death because being in Toronto, you know, it can get pretty cold around winter. But, yeah, you know, we had that snow too, and it was too bad. It hit a couple days before. But, you know, otherwise I think it was really great. And that night actually was a really cool night. It was cool enough or warm enough, depending on your perspective, that I could stand outside in a T-shirt for an hour without dying.
Yeah, I got to remember about LAN and get into. I got to get to that one. That's going to be a blast. But after this, I'm going to play NotPron about a couple weeks straight until I beat the dumb game. I'm going to beat.
That's the attitude. That's the attitude you got to have about every game. And that's the attitude you have to have about everything in life. Because the truth is, gamers and, you know, those of us who identify with what I'm doing, if it's any indication how I did in school and how people I know have done in real life, is that we're kind of the cream of the crop. And the reason we all play games and the reason everyone probably here in this team speak is here is because, you know, we're a bit quicker than the rest, and we're, you know, we're a bit above and beyond. So I think that kind of philosophy goes to everything in life. Anything you start, make sure you kick ass at. If you're going to do anything, make sure you do really good at it, because that's what gaming is about. It's about owning and about making sure that you're the best. And that sort of attitude and that sort of training will do you very good in life in general. You know, you're going to kick ass at everything, because we are the smartest and we're the quickest and we're the best. So, you know, I just don't want anyone here to ever forget that, because that's why we're all here.
I think you've just encouraged my entire life, enlightened my entire life. Having that said to me by the official owner is an honor.
That's why we're here, man. Make no mistake about it. We kick ass, and we're sick of idiots making money, and we're sick of idiots being famous. And we're here because we are the smartest, and we are the quickest, and we're the brightest. And it may take the world a little bit to catch up, because the world is typically dominated by a bunch of old people with white hair that have no idea what the hell is going on. The same reason that Pure Orange isn't on television, right? But just never doubt it, and always stay true to how you know it is. And we all know, everyone in this chat room knows how it is, that we are smarter than the other people, and we're better, and we're quicker, and everything is going to work out, and the world's going to be a much better place because of what we're starting right here.
Amen.
Fuck yeah, man.
Okay.
All right. Right, could I get a quick question in, please?
Yeah, go.
Right, at the moment I'm doing a e-media course at college, 3D animation, graphics, games and stuff, and I'm seriously thinking of going on to university afterwards and doing a game design or game art course, which I'm seriously really wanting to do. Would you recommend it? Because you never know, in about 10, 20 years, I could be making a game that you could be playing and owning it, you know?
No question at all. Do it. And this goes for pretty much so many things. It is so important in general, and I'm not trying to say that I've had a lot of life experience compared to a lot of people, because especially some of Kyle's friends in film school that I've met because of Kyle and stuff, and they've been all these places, and they've done this traveling, they've done this and that. But what it really comes down to, and everyone, no matter where they've been or who they've seen or who they talked to or whatever, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I've barely been out of my living room, but I've been fortunate enough to kind of learn this, that all that matters is that you do what you love to do. And if that's what you're interested in doing, then you have to do it. It's not an option. You just got to do it. I mean, if it inspires you, if it makes you excited when you think about it, that's the only choice you got. And if your parents don't understand it, then fuck them. And if the authorities don't understand it, fuck them. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you spend your life doing what inspires you and what you love to do. And it's the exact reason I'm going to game until the day I die. And I would have, no matter who understood it. And the fact that the show became popular is cool. And sure, it's cool that my parents are supportive. And sure, it's cool that maybe I'll make some money. I don't care, whatever. But I would have done it anyways, and most of us would have done it anyways. So anytime questions like that come up, and for any of you, when you ever question what you're doing, all that you have to ask yourself is, do you love what you're doing, and does it mean something to you? Do you really care? When you go home and you're sleeping at night and you're trying to fall asleep after owning all those noobs, do you feel proud of what you did, or do you not? And if you don't, then you should probably stop doing it. And if you do, then keep on doing it, because really, that's all we're here for.
Yeah. Another thing is, I've got a teacher who's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a jackass. He plays games, but he's a knob about it. His name's James Bingham. Could you, I don't know, publicly humiliate him for me, please?
James, you are the biggest fucking noob. And seriously, man, come on.
Cheers.
If Dave was here, he'd tell you right
okay,
here.
Can I just cut in here, please?
You have no idea
what
you're
doing. Sorry, keep going.
You should be listening to Beethoven, because Dave, just follow Dave's example. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask my question, Rush. Please?
Rush!
Yeah, Toffee, hey. Go on.
All right, thanks, Demo, for granting me the voice rights anyway. Thank you for that. This is Toffee Mania checking in from the UK. How are you guys doing, by the way?
We're doing super cool. Me and Doug are still here. And I don't know where Kyle went. He went out for a second. I think he had to go to the bathroom or something. But everyone is super happy, and we're drinking some, you know, drinks. And everything is so, so great. We're loving episode 9, and we're loving everything, and this is just so wonderful. So keep...
Yeah. Well, that's great. So glad to hear you're well, because my question was actually for Kyle, but... I'll direct it to you, Jeremy, if you know anything. I was just asking when would the soundtrack be out, and will there be any fan work on the soundtrack?
Well, I don't want to answer with 100% for sure, because Kyle is out of the room at the moment, but the soundtrack, what I do know for sure is the soundtrack will be out at the exact same minute that the DVD is out. We're going to kind of put them out at the exact same time. And from what I know, that's going to be pretty soon. The latest, I think, would be episode 12, and the earliest I'd say would be next episode 10. It's something that's kind of we've been discussing, and we're not sure. where, you know, what would be the best time for the fans if whatever. We get a lot of requests these days. A lot of fans, and, you know, even two episodes ago, no one ever asked about it, but we get so many requests every day for DVD that we're starting to think that maybe it would be better to release it after episode 10 just to get everyone off our backs.
Instead
of releasing episode 12.
Well, that's great. Thanks for that, Jeremy. Can I just give a big shout out to the IST guys, please? I mean, you had Chillers on here before and Running Kid and everyone, so big thanks for that. Take care, okay? Keep up the good work.
Thank you. That's very cool. Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Hey, okay, see you later.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I got a question for Jeremy. And on your website, it says that you hate ninjas and you think they're noobs, but the master's dressed like a ninja. Do you think he's a noob?
Well, the master, he's definitely no noob. You know, he's honestly, he's the one guy I met in my whole life out of everyone that has ever beat me in a game. And the minute he beat me, it made me really really question what I was doing. And to be honest, I got pretty depressed the first time I met him because I had always thought I was the best in the world until I met him. And it made me realize, you know, there's people been out there that have been doing it a lot longer than I have, you know, and he's a lot older than I am by almost 10 years. And, you know, he was there when I wasn't even born yet, you know. So, you know, in a way it made me sad, in a way it's cool, but don't ever worry about that because there's always going to be people that are slightly older and know slightly more, but as time goes on, you know, you just worry about sort of your time period, and he's going to grow old and his fingers are going to wither away, and I have no doubt that when that time comes, I will be number one in the world.
Nice.
Hey, I got a question for all.
Who asks first? I don't
know. I got a question for all you.
Jeremy, I love you.
I love the Kazakhstan.
Suck your dick.
Oh, actually, I got two. One's, how did the t-shirt sales go?
I bought 3 today.
T-shirts are pretty cool. I mean, they were just like doing so-so. And then Christmas came and all of a sudden, like, whoa, like lots more t-shirts sold. So I guess there's something to do with like a lot of Christians in the world, I guess. And they buy lots of gifts for Christmas and stuff, so that's pretty cool. But t-shirts in general, you know, they weren't the greatest thing up until a few months ago. But then all of a sudden, they're enough to eat off of. I used to be worried about whether or not I was going to go hungry. I used to have to, I don't want to deny it because I'm not going to lie because I'm an honest kind of guy. But, yeah, you know, my mom kind of kept me fed for the last few years. And up until about September, I think it was the first time I got to start feeding myself, so to speak. And, you know, I guess that's kind of silly to be proud of because a lot of people my age are finished degrees and they got to make lots of money and stuff. But I'm very proud of it. I think it's really cool that there's enough Pure Orange fans that all of a sudden, you know, just doing what I do, I get to eat. And, you know, if you guys saw how we live, you'd probably laugh because I'm sure most of you, whether or not you're living with your parents, probably live a much better life than we do. But it's really cool and it's very exciting for me because for the first time, I get to just play games all day and not worry about what I'm going to eat, you know, even without my mom, now that I've moved out. And it's really exciting. So t-shirt sales are great. I'm really happy. You know, I'm poor, you know, by most people's standards, but it doesn't matter to me because I'm doing what I love, and that's all that's important, right? I mean, who else in the world gets to just play games all day and make enough money to eat and have a place to sleep? Not many, you know. Sure, there's a few pro gamers, but whatever. I mean, I'm in a pretty unique position, and I don't have many wants, you know. I don't want a lot of things that I'll be. I don't care about a car. I don't care about girls. I don't care about these things. I play games all day, and I get to keep eating and living, and I don't know. It just seems that all of a sudden I just have this dream life. It's just so perfect, and all of us, I can't even express enough how happy I am for all you guys being fans, and it's so wonderful what's happened in the last year. It's gone from me wondering, you know, am I going to have to quit gaming, you know, and get a normal job to please my parents, to all of a sudden I get to keep doing what I love doing, and just thank you guys so much because it's been so incredible.
It should be us thanking you, Jeremy.
Yeah. I also got one more thing. It's a quick thing for Doug, something that my friend was begging me to do. He wants me to say Blade is a big noob for him.
It'd be a major disappointment if he quit gaming. Wouldn't have anybody to watch on the episode release dates.
Yeah, man, Pure Image fucking ties the whole community together of gamers, in my opinion.
It does.
It does.
Hey,
yeah, it wasn't shit
Jeremy,
before this.
Hey, did you get my last question?
No, sorry. What was the last question?
One of my friends was begging me for you to say Blade is a big noob.
Blade is a huge noob.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, I had a question for Jeremy and Kyle.
Well, Kyle's not here, and Jeremy got up, but go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm a musician myself. I love playing guitar in my spare time, and I heard a lot of the music in, like, episode 4 with Spike Owning Noobs and the solo and everything in that, and all the rhythm for, like, episode 8. I was wondering if you guys, you know, came up with all that by yourself and stuff like that, or whether you were inspired by anything.
Well, I have to say that Kyle is a musical genius, and I know the Wow is a Feeling song has a good Disney feel to it. But no, Kyle usually comes up with all the stuff on his own.
It's pretty amazing.
Doug, what's your opinion on racism in gaming?
On racism in gaming? What do you mean? Like, give me an example.
Well, everywhere you go, there's people, you know, I mean, there are plenty of people who act racist and they make fun of other races and such. What is your opinion on that? What would you recommend the community?
Yeah, for example, the guy's been spamming me for half an hour saying, you are a gay Jap.
What the fuck?
Who's there?
Fucking no. The guy you kicked.
Okay.
Racism and gaming, eh? Okay, hold on. Doug just is looking at this weird look on his face because...
Oh, God
seriously,
damn it. Ban
I mean,
noob.
Well, first of all, Doug is half black, so it's... It's. I mean, I don't want to spoil the secret or anything. But you know, racism in gaming. Well, I'm gonna answer that real quick, and everyone should listen. Racism has no fucking place in gaming at all, because gaming is about what you do and what comes out of your fingers, and you will see the results on the screen. It is so not important what race or what language or even what sex you are. I don't care if you got a dick or you got a pussy. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you do in the game, and that's all that matters. And so gaming,
and if you're an Aussie,
seems to me anyways, is to be the one outlet that none of that matters. And people that start bringing racism and sexism and whatever into games are fucking idiots. And you just got to ignore them, because nothing speaks more than your score.
Thanks. And my friend plays Warcraft 3, and he thinks he's all pro at it. Can you just tell him, you know, play like a real game, please?
Okay. Hey, a question and a statement. First, to Jeremy, Doug, and Kyle, what is your favorite dish?
Nothing but a big bloody steak.
Cool. And the statement or sort of question, like, yeah, I already talked to you guys about it, if you recognize me. Are you guys looking forward to the Real Gamer series that me and the guys are setting up? Like, it's like our own series that, you know, like, you inspired us to do. And it's, like, to help represent, like, everyone in the throughout the world, like how they do their gaming in their own country and stuff. And I thought like it came to me in a dream, and I thought it would be a pretty good idea.
Are you suggesting that we aren't real gamers?
No, I mean it's to represent players from many countries, not just Canada, you know.
No, yeah. You're talking about this before. This is like you're starting off with a podcast or something like that, right?
Yep.
No, yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
It's cool.
For Kyle.
I got two questions. The first is for Doug and Jeremy. How many hours do you spend in front of your computer a day?
Shit, it all varies, man. It what do you think, dude? Like
average?
Yeah, average.
10?
Yeah, about that at least. At least 10, probably 8 to 10. Shit.
Oh my god.
Again, Lee, I'm just gonna say thanks to the entire crew for everything they've done tonight. Another good job. Thanks.
Oh yeah, when is the episode 10 released?
We're looking at like maybe February, at the latest. I would say early March. But Kyle, especially these days, has really been pushing us to try to get some stuff out a little bit quicker. Because I know a lot of you guys, I mean, 3 months is a long time to wait. Exactly. So I don't know. I would say that if you're a betting man, I'd bet about a week into February.
Okay.
My birthday. Fantastic timing.
I'm going to Canada in February, eh?
I'd like to say something to Jeremy or Kyle. Either.
Hey. Hi, Jeremy and Doug. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
When do you two plan to go pro since you like play games so much? Or do you not plan to? I earn some real cash and stuff.
Well, NVIDIA contacted me like not too long ago. They called about me and Doug because they were kind of curious. But it's kind of weird. The show, in that one respect, has worked kind of against us. You know, they sponsor real pros, but they're really worried about sponsoring someone that's in a show because they think that it's not as real as sponsoring someone real. So it's kind of funny because if we had never made the show, chances are we would have been sponsored because we do, like, seriously own. And because of the show, in a way, it's hooped me a bit. But, you know, Kyle's told me a lot and other people told me a lot. And I've come to understand that I think it's better that I have a show and not am sponsored than am sponsored and not have a show. So me and Doug are a bit sore at the fact that NVIDIA kind of passed us over and other people kind of passed us over because of the whole PR thing, and that's not being interpreted as real. But at the same time, we do the same things, and we attend tournaments, we play games all day, and we love what we're doing, and we get to live off of it. So, I mean, it's hard to be sad about it, because it's hard to be sad about anything. At this point, we're just living a dream.
Hey, I got a question. That's
cool. I have a question.
Yo. Over here. Yo. Is Kyle over there? Yo, Kyle. Can Kyle get on the mic?
Kyle.
Was that Kyle? Kyle just came back in the room, so if you got something for Kyle, you better spit it out.
Yeah. I wanted to see if how far is the show going to go? Is it going to be released on TV? Are you guys planning to release DVDs of it or anything like that?
Yeah, we kind of already answered this a few times in the chat. You know, we're going to release DVDs pretty soon, maybe episode 10, 11, 12, who knows. And maybe do three more years of Pure Onage at least.
For Jeremy, I mean, Kyle, sorry about that. We would like, I would like, and probably most the rest of the Pure Onage fans, we'd like to see more extra footage like how Dave delivered that shirt. We'd like to see more of that. Well, I'm guessing everybody does. We like to see extra stuff, maybe like cutouts or anything like that. Like you said before,
all right.
How people jump in front of the camera. I'm sure somebody would get a laugh out of that.
Well, you know, we're just in the concept stage right now, but, you know, I think sometime soon I'm going to release a short video it's going to be about 30 seconds, and it's going to be Jeremy brushing his teeth.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Looking forward to it. Anything random like that, I'll do.
Hey, Kyle.
I have a question.
Let Bulletproof go first.
For Doug. Yeah.
Oh no.
So, like, what video card does Doug use?
Well,
you really care?
Doug's next to me, and he's kind of giving me some embarrassed looks. These questions especially are tough to answer because, you know,
We're not rich,
and we don't use the video cards that we know are the best. And so it's tough because people ask us, and they ask me a lot. I get a lot of emails, what this and that, what do you use? And I'm in a weird position because I'm the kind of guy, I'm really against sort of Hollywood, and I'm sort of against people saying what they think is good, but they don't mean it because they're getting paid to say it. But I'm not getting paid to say anything. But the truth is, if you ask me what I use, what I'm using is not what I wish I was, not what I wish I was. You know what I mean? I'm using what I can afford to use and what, at the time that I bought it, made the most sense. But that doesn't make the most sense right now if you had that same amount of money. If you know what I mean, it's kind of weird because I don't want to answer questions for either of us that are going to influence what you're going to buy because I don't want to sound like a whore. And we're not here to sell products. We're not here to do any of that stuff. We're here to be honest, right? And so it puts me in kind of an awkward predicament. And I know that the truth is, because I don't want to lie either, and you're a fan, and I'm never going to lie to any of my fans. The truth is, Doug uses some NVIDIA... GeForce, yeah, he's right now he's got a 6600 GeForce GT or something. Because that's what, at the time that he had money, he could afford. At the moment, I've got a really old school GeForce 5950. And, you know, both of us, I guess we're using NVIDIA chips. But that doesn't mean, you gotta understand, that doesn't mean that's what we think is the best. And it doesn't mean that's what we would have if we actually had money. You know, what it means is that at the time that we bought them, that's what we bought. And that's all it means. And, you know, like, I don't want to really endorse any products, and I don't want to not endorse any products. It's just, you can understand, it's kind of tough. So that's what we use. Better or worse, please don't make your purchases based on that.
I use worse.
Which one of you guys is going to have Sapphire's babies? I was wondering.
It was going to be Dave.
Oh, my God. Well, Scree, come on. We're all going to have Sapphire's babies. I mean, she's personally invited each and every one of the cast to have her babies. So, I mean, you have to understand as a gamer that... I don't exactly have a lot of options in terms of babies. Anastasia kind of mentioned it one night, but I think she had too many drinks in her because the next night she kind of forgot she mentioned it. But other than that, Sapphire's the only girl that's been there every single day making sure that if I want babies, she's the one. So, I mean, I guess there's a decent chance that I'll have some of Sapphire's babies, I guess. there's a pretty decent chance you're going to probably have all our babies, but...
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy.
Hey,
don't worry.
I just
want to say something about that quickly before you ask your question, but, you know, I'll make sure that they're not going to be noobs.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Kyle and Jeremy a quick question. How long has Kyle been playing guitar?
Kyle has been playing guitar a fair long amount of time. I mean, I think maybe when I was 10 or 12, Kyle got a guitar. I think it was about the time I got my Super Nintendo, Kyle got his first acoustic guitar for Christmas. She's been playing a long time, but Kyle's a piano kind of guy. When we were really young, like really, really young, I was playing my Atari, and my parents, we had this little piano in the living room. And it's funny, because Kyle could have got the video games that I got, but he didn't, because he was always about piano. So, you know, my parents always got him piano stuff, and they always got me video game stuff, and it was kind of cool that way. But, you know, Kyle is actually the kind of guy, like, he plays piano mostly, but... He's so good, and he's my brother, so I'll say this, because I am kind of proud of him, you know, and just because he's my brother. And I normally wouldn't say this about anybody, but he's got this thing with music, and he knows piano, but, man, he's so good at guitar and drums, and everything you hear in Pure Orange is because of him in terms of the music, and it's really incredible. And I don't know if it's because he first played guitar, first played piano, I don't know. But he's almost as good at music as I am at games, and that's why. And really, he's a piano kind of guy, and he's kind of smiling at me right now because he knows he's a piano kind of guy. But I think the first time he touched a guitar was about eight or 10 years ago, but long after he knew piano very, very well.
Yeah, well, tell him to keep up the good work because it's sounding really good.
Okay, can I ask my question now?
Okay, go.
So, yeah, I just say hi to everyone, and love the show. Keep it going. I'm from UK. Yeah, your show has had quite a big effect on one of my mates. He's just like Doug. He screams and shouts when he's playing games, mainly BF2. And I was just wondering if Doug could say one of his catchphrases or something and show him how it's done.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to respond.
Doug's got this weird thing. It's Doug is a hardcore gamer like me, and we've been friends for a long time. We were enemies for a while, and we're friends again and stuff. But it's weird because since the show, you know, like a lot of people seem to be like, "Cool, Jeremy knows stuff about games," but Doug, it's all about boom headshot and. And Doug is a gamer. Doug is like me. And, you know, he wants to please your friend, but at the same time, Doug is afraid of people not understanding that he loves games and that it's not about saying the words boom headshot. It's about feeling those words. And, you know, I think if your friend really understands, he'll be inspired by it and he'll feel it. It's not about Doug saying it or Doug not saying it, because... You can imagine, every single day, Doug receives 100 emails asking him to say that phrase, which is, by the way, why we put it in episode 9, because it's been remarkable for everybody here how many people just want to hear him say the words. And you can imagine for 1 millisecond, you're FPS Doug. You are a brilliant FPS player, because Doug is a brilliant FPS player. You've never seen a guy like this. He is so fast. He will shoot you in the head in 2 milliseconds. But yet everyone just wants to hear him say some words that just came out of his mouth in one of the episodes. And I don't want to disappoint your friends, but at the same time, I got to give respect to Doug. Doug is a great player, but Doug is not about the words boom headshot. He's about actually shooting you in your fucking head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. I understand totally. But and one other thing,
Have you, Doug, ever played Allied Assault? Medal of Honor, Allied Assault?
Played it, owned it, done.
Nice. All right, cheers for the chat.
I have a question for, well, almost all the cast crew. Mostly Jeremy. I first like to say good job on the show, guys. I'm really happy, and so I guess everyone else is. Jeremy and Doug, I want to know, do you guys follow Cal and CPL for Counter-Strike Source or Counter-Strike 1.6?
Okay, well, I'll answer this because Doug's laughing.
Doug, come on.
I mean, he's obviously in a better position than I am. It's funny with Cal and CPL because it's sort of the North American competitive video game league. And this is the one position where, you know, as sort of being a Canadian, it's tough because RTS at this point in North America, and maybe Europe too, it isn't appreciated as much as it should be. And I sort of see Cal and the CPL as being the FPS leagues of North America, right, and Europe. And we're cool. And I follow who wins and who doesn't win. But it doesn't mean to me what it should mean, because the fact is the only game that they follow is Warcraft 3, which is bullshit. Because if they really cared about who was the best gamers in the world, you know damn well they'd be following StarCraft. You know damn well they'd be following Generals. You know they'd be following RTS, which is the genre that determines who's the smartest and the fastest. They wouldn't just care who's the fastest to point to someone's head. Sorry, Doug. But seriously, the CPL and the CL are cool, but the fact is they focus way too much on FPS, and there's a lot of genres out there that test every sort of skill that a gamer can have, and it's too bad. It's really too bad, and this is typical of the U.S. in terms of movies, in terms of everything, to focus on one sort of element that isn't that important. But, you know, it's kind of funny that it worked out the way it did, but fear and whatever the hell else they focus on is one skill set, which is the Twitch skill set of pointing at someone's head. And even as good as Doug is at that, he's hung out with me long enough to realize that's not that there is to gaming. And we really hope at the very least that in the future they incorporate more RTS and more strategy into their gaming instead of just Twitch gameplay. But we follow it. We're aware of it. Our clients compete for it. But, you know, at the time, I don't want to give my support to it because they're really missing out on what gaming's all about.
Thanks a lot for answering my question. I'd like to say hi to Doug before I leave. It's getting late. Bye-bye, guys.
Take it easy, man.
I have a filmmaking question for Kyle.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I do a lot of filming out on the streets with my friends, kind of like what you do, which I noticed. And I noticed two things that you have really good is good video quality and really good sound. And I'm wondering how you do that out on the streets with not a lot of stuff.
I think it was episode 6 when we first started using a good quality microphone. We got a Sennheiser shotgun microphone, and that made it possible to shoot scenes in a bar where there's background music, or walking down the street where there's a lot of car noise. You can really pick up dialogue nicely with that microphone, very directional. And the video quality, well, if you use FireWire, if you're shooting on mini DV and you're using FireWire to capture, and you can edit and then export it uncompressed and only compress it once, then you don't have much quality loss, actually. It's pretty good. Even if it's a cheap mini DV camcorder, you don't need to get something that's really expensive to have decent quality video.
Thanks. And I also want to thank you for turning me on to LAN parties from episode 8.
I got a question. What do you guys think about Star Wars?
Star Wars? Like the movies?
Movies and the games. All things.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers or whatever, but I think typically, games based on movies have up until now mostly sucked. The only reason I won't say they all suck is because I'm kind of delusional maybe, but I really, 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 I really hope that Empire War doesn't suck, only because it's Petroglyph and it's Westwood. And other than that, I mean, Star Wars, I guess, is Kyle was a big fan of Star Wars up until the show. Exactly. Star Wars is interesting for a lot of reasons. Star Wars is cool because it sort of has this this classic sort of, you know, galactic struggle, and it's all cool and stuff. But at the same time, George Lucas is the kind of guy that has gone back and edited his movies from when they first aired, and they're different, which is weird because it's something that Kyle has mentioned to me, although I don't really care about so much, but he has mentioned, don't worry, Jeremy, I will never edit any of the films that we did. And it's kind of weird. I don't really care so much, but Star Wars gets brought up a lot around the office. And sometimes, I guess, we don't want to be associated with Star Wars too much, but from a game player's perspective, to me, Star Wars is a bunch of films that were mediocre and then a bunch of games that really sucked.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
I got a question.
And it is.
We're waiting.
Oh, sorry. Well, first off, I just want to give my props to the crew because, everything's really good up, so far. My question is regarding the Prince of Persia games for PS2. They recently just completed the trilogy, and I was wondering if you've ever played any of them and what you thought about them.
Man, I'd like to ask you, have you ever played the original Prince of Persia?
Yes, I have.
Nice. That's good to hear, because I was there too, man, and I was playing that. And that game blew my mind. It was so different. The animation, it was all about the animation. It really was, I don't even know how long ago that was. That was like 10 years. I was like 12 years old. I don't know how old I was, but the original Prince of Persia really blew my mind. And yes, we have been paying attention to them, and I think it's really cool. And about 2 years ago or a year ago, when they first finally released another sequel to the series, I was really excited, and we all watched and we all played it. And it was very cool. Now they're releasing, all of a sudden, since the success of the re-release of the series, they've released two or three games already. And so it's become a bit overwhelming. But, it's a game that... The Two Thrones or whatever the next one's called. We're excited to play, and we will play it, absolutely, because we're all fans of the original. The animation of the original was mind-boggling, and the game in itself has this sort of unique place in our library. It has a unique place in the history of the games that we played, so we're all going to play it. But, in terms of the latest game, I don't want to comment on whether that's good or bad, because, we haven't played it yet, and I'm not going to say either way.
All right, thanks.
Jeremy,
good work.
Jeremy, do you have how people have their prize DVD collection or their prize CD collection and stuff? Do you have your prize game collection all lined up and perfectly all in their boxes or around and stuff? And once they're installed, they're they're gone.
Yeah, I do. As funny as it is, and as much as my mom and Kyle want me to get rid of it, I have the original boxes to all the games that really made me proud and that really had an impact on my life. And it's funny that I look back now that I'm an adult, I guess, according to law, how many of those games were designed or in some way influenced by Miyamoto. But it's funny when I look back how many of them were. And, I have those games, and those games are going to be with me for the rest of my life. But, at this point, they're just boxed on a shelf, and I'm most excited about what's going to come next.
Okay,
all right, guys,
Jeremy,
I think, Yeah, we've got a run here. It's getting real late, especially in Europe. I think people are wanting to go to sleep. Okay, very, very, very last question. Here we go. I think Nuka Cola wanted to say something.
Awesome, I get the last question. Anyway, Kyle, that's you, Kyle, right? I just want to know one thing. It has to do with the plot. Are we going to see the mystery guy from the end of episode 7 and episode 10? I was looking forward to seeing him in 8 and 9, but you know, I was kind of disappointed that he wasn't there yet. But I have an idea of who he might be, but is he going to be there next episode?
Maybe you didn't watch 9 closely enough.
Oh, I saw him in 9, definitely, but what about, actually, you know, him talking or something?
Well, maybe he didn't listen to 9 closely enough. No, I'm just kidding.
Didn't he walk past Jeremy?
I don't want to send you on a wild goose chase or anything, but, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. I don't know what's going to happen, but, I don't want to give anything away in future episodes. It's got to be a surprise. It's got to be, it's going to be all new for you guys.
Hey, Kestrel, what does Doug think about Jeremy Squad being before Doug Squad? If you want to answer that.
I haven't been following this. Is the Jeremy Squad owning the Doug Squad, or what's happening?
I think that someone doesn't know how to organize a clan properly.
All these people are asking me to ask you questions. Now they're like PMing me.
Did you just PM?
Hey, can I just like say thanks to Kyle, Doug, Jeremy, and like time with like us and stuff. Thanks to AGSN for like providing the server and stuff, and it has that. And yeah, just thanks.
No problem. Hey, that.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we're gonna have some goodbyes here from the PP crew, and then as I mentioned, you've got something you want to say too.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys wanted to... I think you wanted to wrap it up. You were telling me earlier.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, go for it.
Hey, guys, this is Doug. I just want to say thanks for all coming out. Special thanks to, as I mentioned, Denmo, Kashmir Z, Verruchter, and especially Kilthraka. Thanks, guys.
All right, this is from Jeremy.
And Scree, dude. Scree, didn't mean to leave you out, bud.
This is Jeremy. Doug felt really bad about that. Same thing for me. I just want to thank everybody that's been really fundamental in the community, especially Scree. You know, all the guys that put in so much time, Kilthraka and Scree being fundamentally the two that have risked a lot and have put in a lot. And I think it's very cool. And Zymentions are putting in so much time to helping us out. I mean, I don't think people really appreciate the amount of time that Zymentions puts in of his own to help us out. It's really, really cool. And, you know, thank you to everybody for being here. From the people that were our fans, the people from the Toronto screening that surrounded me and kept me cold for an hour as I signed autographs. It was really cool, and I appreciate every second of it. Don't think for a second it's not super cool, because everything that's happened from the show has just been, it's been a dream. And, you know, I just love owning noobs, and the fact that I might be able to own noobs for the rest of my life because of you is just the greatest thing ever. So the biggest thanks from me, and I hope to see you next time, and I hope to see you next episode, and have a good night.
See you at the screen, man.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, everyone, for coming along. Thanks, Kyle, Jeremy, and Doug as well, for taking almost more than 3 hours out of your time to talk to everyone. Just like to thank you all.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Yo. Yay, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Whoa, no, 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 no